about.
Yay, knee pads!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
But Lindsay Lohan is a fire crutch. And she has freckles coming out of her and her is 7 feet long.
What a douche.
Lindsay! Lindsay!
Lindsay!
Lindsay Lohan!
What a douche.
You more know so much than anybody else what it's like to have people see something of value and worth and hate you because you're beautiful and you didn't ask for it. I did not ask for this. It was given to me. I used to come home and cry in high school and say, Mom, I don't want to be pretty anymore. And she'd be like, you stop it. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
And now,
how's that working out for you?
Our feature presentation.
That's why a face full of acid was invented.
That's right. Girls just like her. You're
Please.
Right.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
You know, it's just so hard to be this high.
Oh, I want to slap her so much. God.
Those girls that talk like that should just try for a day being ugly.
Yeah.
You know what they should try for a day? They should try being nice to people. Because people who are really nice and beautiful, you can't hate them.
Yeah.
I have friends like that. I would like to dislike them intensely, but they're really nice and giving and generous people.
Do they complain about how heavy the crown is?
Sure don't. Sure don't. Act like they don't even know it.
There is nothing hotter than a woman who doesn't try. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
A woman who's not constantly putting out there how hot she is or going to extraordinary efforts to be hot, but she just is hot regardless of what she does. You're right about that, Lisa.
Then on the flip side, there are also super hot chicks that spend a lot of time going, oh, wow, you know, I don't look that good, and I need to lose some weight.
Yeah, that's annoying, too.
Why don't you just shut the F up?
There's a middle ground there somewhere. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take your telephone calls for the Wednesday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. I can't give anyone the swine flu through the radio, right? I mean, we're cool there, right?
You really think you got the swine flu?
I don't know. It was back in a bad way yesterday. Yesterday was awful.
Fever
awful.
And everything?
Yep, the whole deal. I was back in bed like by 4 p.m. yesterday.
Did you go? Normal bedtime for Bean is 5, so that's
right. Yeah, we start out early, though. Yeah.
Did you go to the doctor?
Exactly.
No.
You know, they don't test for the swine flu anyway. Apparently, the tests that they have in doctor's offices aren't accurate. I mean, they're just
good.
It costs a lot of money to get a very accurate diagnosis, so they don't.
I haven't heard much about what they can do for you either. It seems like it's just you got to ride it out. You know,
that was their point. Yeah, they don't treat you any differently, so there's really no point in testing for it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, though, on the news yesterday, here where I live, a guy went to a Seahawks game and started developing 2 weeks ago. Went to a Seahawks game, came home that night, had a cough. Might have picked something up at the stadium. Who knows? A lot of people there, right?
Right.
Cough got worse. Went to the doctor. They said, well, you're just going to have to ride it out, son. Went back home. Cough got worse. Died yesterday. 2 weeks later. Guy was like 30.
Wow.
He must have 30. Had other health problems.
Well, that's what they're looking into. But right now they're just saying, you know, tack it up to the swine flu. But, I mean, he got this cough. And I had this just super deep, you know, super deep painful cough now that's going on, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, which means I should be right at expiration date at this point. That dude lasted 2 weeks for the time he got it. I'm at least at 3 now with that.
You could die at any moment.
That's my fear. That's what I'm worried about.
Going to a Seahawks game will accelerate your death, though.
That's true. That's
been proven. That is true. He could have been asking for it.
That's science.
Hey, real quick, before we get to your calls, again, 1-800-520-1067. Mike was just telling me, and I didn't hear the end of the story, right as the song was running about Stephon Marbury, who, of course, is a very controversial NBA player who is not playing for the Knicks this year because, what, they don't want him, and he's still under contract, and he won't go somewhere else?
He left the Knicks 2 seasons ago. He has a $20 million contract. He said, okay, I'll take $18.5 million just to leave. And
well,
they said, okay.
Nice. What? They said, okay?
Yeah, he's receiving $18.5 million of his $20 million.
It's always funny to me because you can judge how much they hate the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
$18.5 million just to go away.
It's like a divorce.
It was crazy. They said bye-bye. So he got picked up by the Celtics, and the Celtics tried to sign him again this offseason. And they gave him the veterans minimum, and he said, no, thank you. I'm not going to play. I'm going to take a sabbatical, take a year off.
Wait, so he could have gone to play for the Celtics for, what is it? It's like $2 million the minimum or something like that.
A little over $1.6 million, yeah.
But then he wouldn't be getting the big money from the Knicks if he went to the Celtics, right?
I don't know how that would have affected his contract. He just simply didn't want to take that kind of money.
Okay.
And this is a team that'll probably, you know, compete for the NBA championship.
Yeah, maybe
he said,
his,
no, thank you.
Maybe a best, you know, one of the best three teams in the league.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great chance at winning a title. Sometimes guys go for nothing just to
get
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because that ups your value, right? Yeah.
He's all over YouTube eating Vaseline and singing songs. He's crazy.
He's the best.
He decided to take last night on his sabbatical and go to Madison Square Garden to see the Knicks, his former team. And he sat in the front row and stood up most of the game with his eye flip filming the whole game.
What?
And people complaining, trying to move him, and he just stood there, and no one stopped. He stood, and you can see it on the camera. It's unbelievable. He's just filming the game.
That's weird.
I love crazy. Love
and
it.
No one stopped him. That's kind of amazing.
Well, they eventually did. They tried to get him to move back to his seats because he was sitting in the double A front row, like right down by Spike Lee. And they came to him and I said, "I'm sorry, sir, your seats aren't here." So apparently he threw a big tantrum and left. But why would he show up and film at Madison Square Garden, film the Knicks?
News reporter asked him and he said, "I'm making a documentary."
Wow.
All right. Can't wait
so
to
he
see
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
He crazy. Oh, he crazy for a long time.
That's awesome.
He's the best. All right. Let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You call, we put you on the air and give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Fair tickets to the NHRA Full Throttle Drag Racing Championships. They're coming up on November the 15th. That's at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. That is your prize for being on the air with us. While we're talking basketball, why don't we start with Rich? He's on line 4 calling the Kevin and Bean Show today. Rich, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to a Wednesday. What it do?
What it do, nephew? Lisa May.
What it do?
What's going on?
How about those Lakers? Close game.
Well,
listen. Almost double overtime.
Listen, they were playing Oklahoma City.
And that's
or Oklahoma, or whatever that
team
is.
Yeah, it's Oklahoma City, the Thunder, right. They're barely a team.
Yeah.
Durant and Green is the team.
Yeah.
Or at least last night. But Kobe coming out with that swine flu and still playing.
Kobe, by the way, had a huge fever that I guess broke sometime shortly before the game. Like 10 minutes before the game, he was asleep in the trainer's room.
That's
the kind of shape that he was in.
He missed pregame shoot-around because he was asleep. I mean, it was that close. He was that sick.
And he played.
And he still played good.
That's unbelievable.
Here's the difference between Kobe and everybody else. Kobe, swine flu, goes out and plays. Bean, maybe swine flu, has to sit in a chair. Might die.
Still here, though. Still showing up. Still
He's
working.
Here.
I'm working right till the end.
Me, swine flu, not here.
No,
trust me.
I wouldn't either.
Home in bed.
Yeah, it was not. I mean, look, at the end of the season, you're going to look back and you're not going to remember the details of the game. All you're going to know is that's one more that the Lakers won. But it's not. I'm telling you what, I saw some of that game last night. Phil Jackson looks like he's aged like 10 years a minute at this point.
Yeah.
He does not look like he's having a good time with this team so far as they try to find their footing.
He's not exactly a smiler. You know what I mean? Like, even when things are going good and he's happy.
Right, exactly.
You can't tell he looks exactly the same.
You can't really tell. I've always thought that when you play sports, it's way harder to play bad teams.
Yeah.
Because you know you could probably beat them. You don't have to put out all the effort. It's hard mentally to play those kind of teams.
Right. Hey, let's go to line 5 because this is a great story Ralph told us about yesterday. I'm so glad we got an inside source on it. Tracy, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I actually know the person that was involved in this. And,
in what?
A Playboy Mansion scam. A lot of people got scammed for a lot of money.
All right, tell us about it.
Now, first of all, wouldn't Hugh Hefner have his own private security for his own parties?
Sure.
People don't catch on.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
All right, for those of us that were out of touch, can someone explain what happened at the Playboy Mansion?
This was the scam.
We thought that's why Tracy was calling, but apparently she's not going to tell us the story. All right, so what happened was, the way Ralph explained it to us yesterday, is an ad was run that said they were looking for security detail to work the Halloween party at the Playboy Mansion. But you had to pay $250, I think he said it was, for the credentials and the uniform and all that kind of stuff, right? So this guy, the whole thing was a scam, basically. He took your $250 and then said, all right, meet at this Denny's on Friday night and a bus will come around and pick you up and take you to the Playboy Mansion to work the party. Now, all these guys are frothing at the mouth at the opportunity. Hey, I know it sounds weird, but of course I'm going to do it if I can work the Playboy Mansion. And the guy never showed.
I'd pay to do that job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sure.
And you just think that, I mean, I don't know how many people didn't fall for it, caught wind that it was too good to be true, but most people, you hope, would go, Well, no, I'm not going to give you, this perfect stranger who ran an ad, $250 for a uniform for a gig that may or may not be real, but apparently a bunch of people fell for it. And Tracy, who may be the worst storyteller ever, I think is telling us that she knows one of the people who was ripped off.
No, I know the person that actually took everybody's check.
You know the scammer?
I know the scammer. Well, no, she was actually a scapegoat for the scammer. She's actually a victim.
But she did,
but you just said
she took the checks.
She took the checks, and he told her this guy was playing her, you know, like leading her on, telling her he's going to pay her all this money, and
so she cashed them.
So she went to work for the guy who's the mastermind of the Playboy Mansion scam.
And then he told her, well, put all the checks, have the checks go in your name, and then you go to the bank and cash them all, and then give me the money, okay?
Wow.
She did. So she thinks she's going to get off. She thinks that the police don't realize that she had anything to do with it. You know,
Tracy,
she's an accessory.
Tracy, I got to tell you, I love you, and I appreciate that you called. But you're like the lost of cell phone callers. Like, every second we spend on the phone, we just get more and more questions and no answers. So let's move on.
But thank you, I think, is what Kevin needs
to say. Yes, you're very appreciative.
You're a delight.
You're a delight.
All right, let's take one more. How about Steve? He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Steve sounds like the Kevin and Bean thing.
Oh, what?
And thanks to your voice and your mouth, we're having one now, too.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we can't use that word because it's a curse word.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry,
all right.
And we're on the radio.
So tell us your story.
You knew you were calling the radio, right?
Yeah.
All right, tell us
your story. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday I was coming home from work, you know, it was kind of late night. I'm about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I get pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the cop walks up, and he's like, you know, your left tail light is out. You know, I'm going to have to write you a fix-it ticket. And I said, okay, cool, you know, whatever. So I get back on the freeway. Not even 15 minutes later, I get pulled over again. I'm thinking the same cop for some reason doesn't like me. It's a different cop, and it turns out he comes up. And he says the same thing. He goes, you know, your taillight's out. I said, yeah, you know, I just got a fix-it ticket about 15 minutes ago. I show him, and he goes, okay. And then he shines his light in the window, and he sees my windows are tinted. So he hits me on the tint.
Wow.
So I got two tickets in a matter of 15 minutes.
Wow.
Two different cops pulling you over in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd stay home today.
That's a record.
Yeah.
You may have to take some calls at some point on how many tickets you got in a short amount of time.
That's a good idea.
I'm always surprised when you get pulled over for something like that. It just seems like, my impression is, the police are very busy and undermanned. Like, how do they have the time to pull somebody over for a taillight out?
I don't know. They're just, unless it's all about money. How did they have time to find my car at LAX yesterday? Give me a ticket for not having a front license plate.
No, that happened again.
How do they do that?
Are you kidding me?
How do I have time for this?
Oh, you got it. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
What's unbelievable is he won't get a front license plate.
How do you get a front license plate? I don't even know.
You just go to the DMV and tell them you need one. Yeah.
I can't go to
the DMV. All right,
Steve,
thank you for the call. But you can do it online.
Oh, who knew?
Although, they may not accept your password. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
I can't stand it.
We have tickets for you to see Twilight New Moon before anybody else. Turns out that seems to be a rather hot movie.
Mm-hmm.
Boobies!
Oops, that's the wrong one. I meant this
one.
There you go.
There you go. Landon Donovan on the program today.
Yep.
Talking all things soccer, which I apparently am alone in, my love.
Yeah, but, it does seem like it.
What are you going to do? We have an instant request we think you'll like. We have Sex Rehab is on the air now.
Yes, it is.
This is a rehab for people who are addicted to sex. And I've often thought, what a great place to meet chicks.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Because all of them are in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
They are goers.
Yep.
I mean, this is a great show, and I know Dr. Drew, this is one that he has been wanting to get on the air for a long time, because as funny as sex addiction is to those of us that don't have it or don't live with somebody who does, man, is it not good. Man, is it not? I mean, I guess almost all addictions have a downside, but this is one that it's easy to laugh at on the outside until you see it ruin people's lives. And it's a fascinating, fascinating show. And Dr. Drew, of course, you know, smartest man in the world, he knows how to help those people.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see their journey over the next few weeks.
And also, we have some YouTube tickets for you. So,
all right.
If you're planning next June and it's filling up quick, We're going to help you out with that.
Okay.
Got your YouTube ticket. So that's coming up. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat next.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday. Time for our very first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new day. Ralph Garman is here with the latest from Hollywood. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, we got bad news last week saying that Hugh Jackman would not return to host the Oscars again this year. Because I thought he did a great job.
Mm-hmm. He did.
The most recent Oscars telecast. But hope springs eternal because they've just announced as of yesterday that Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin will be sharing hosting duties for next year's Oscars.
No, that sounds great.
Steve Martin has hosted the show twice before. Baldwin never has, but with all the comedy chops he's been showing off on The Office, the powers that be over at the Oscars think he can do a good job at hosting.
Or 30 Rock,
right?
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Office.
Oh, yep. So I think that's I think it's going to be a funny combo.
Yeah, I do too.
I remember when Baldwin won his Emmy. And he got on stage and said, I would trade this to look like Rob Lowe, because Rob Lowe was the one who gave it to him. I said, damn, that guy's funny.
He is funny.
Now he's going to be hosting the Oscars, and he knows all those people, so I'm sure he'll be taking shots, and it'll be funny.
Look, they need to do something, because the ratings have not been great on the Oscars in recent years. And then once Ricky Gervais signed up for the Golden Globes, I'm sure the pressure was on to really hit it out of the park with a host for the Oscars this year.
Baldwin calls hosting the Oscars an opportunity of a lifetime. And Steve Martin also released a statement saying, I'm happy to co-host the Oscars with my enemy, Alec Baldwin.
They're a couple of homos.
So they're already starting.
Hey, I could suggest a way to get more viewers is to cut out about 75% of those awards.
That would help, too.
Or nominate movies that people like.
People have heard of.
Yeah, that would help, too.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing that now with 10 in the category. Yes. How long is the Oscars going to be this year with 10 Best Picture nominations?
I never thought of that.
Well, they'll just show clips.
I think it's a weekend. I think it's a full weekend.
Maybe they'll drop the interpretive dance number.
Nope.
Which would be nice.
They will never do that. They love it too much.
Now we know how the kid knew what Michael Jackson's penis looked like back in 1993.
Okay.
Now we know.
Is this the $22 million settlement guy?
Now we know. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a kid who came forward in 1993 who, according to Santa Barbara's Sheriff's Department, said he could identify Michael Jackson's penis. And apparently there was some discoloration on his penis. He had that vitiligo, the skin discoloration disorder.
Right.
And the kid did describe it accurately. So that was a big deal in why they settled with this kid because of that.
Right.
Well, TMZ.com says they had a conversation with Dr. Arnold Klein, who was Jackson's best friend and doctor for many years, and he said they never molested that kid. The reason the kid knew what his penis looked like is because Michael liked to pee in front of other people.
What?
He said Michael thought it was funny in front of a group to whip it out and urinate.
Anyone buying that?
You know what even that is, too? That's really inappropriate with little kids when you're not their family.
Funny, of course, Lisa.
It is funny.
Funny.
That is funny. But
am I buying it?
No,
he's
I don't buy it.
Crazy enough that it could be true. I think it's more likely he was bungling them.
Pee pee.
Used to say when he would take it out.
I only know my reaction, which is if somebody is peeing, I look away. I don't go, hey, I wonder if there are any special markings on that.
Dr. Klein says his 1993 accuser saw Jackson peeing, and that's why he could identify the genital markings.
Don't buy it.
But, Kevin, you're coming from a place of, as an adult, too.
Right.
I mean, just giving Michael the benefit of the doubt here, a little kid might be fascinated to see a grown-up do that and might look at that.
It's true.
Pee-pee. Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
Pee-pee.
That's all I'm saying. Kirstie Alley's fat.
Yes, she is.
She got down a little bit with Jenny Craig and then just...
She lost 75 pounds with Jenny Craig, Lisa.
Put it all back on plus some.
She put on her bikini on the Oprah Winfrey Show back in 2006 to show everybody her new body.
I remember
And then
that.
Started eating
And gained it all back and then some.
Yeah.
And now weighs in at north of 200 pounds.
That's sad.
Well, the good news is she has just gotten a reality show about her attempt to lose the weight again. It'll be on A&E. And it'll be 10 episodes of Kirstie Alley losing weight. Oh, seriously. Come on. Hey, people. Come on. Seriously.
Come on now.
I don't need any more reality shows about losing weight.
Yeah.
I don't care who's losing it. We know
she
it's
sounds
hard.
Fat.
It's hard. People lose weight. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Here's another option that maybe she hasn't thought of. Don't gain all the weight back, and then we don't have to worry about a TV show.
Yes!
I don't know. Lose a little weight.
That's the only reason she's on TV.
She's a few pounds overweight, but in my experience, it's the bigger ones do way more stuff.
Yeah.
And happy King Tut Day, everybody.
Thank you. You
happy
too.
Happy King Tut Day. I always celebrate King Tut Day.
I don't really celebrate that at all.
It was on this day, Kevin, in 1922, that King Tut's tomb was uncovered. The king of Egypt at the age of 9. He died at the age of 19 after only a 10-year reign.
Wow.
The boy king, swine flu. Yeah. What took him out, Lisa? His tomb was discovered nearly intact in Egypt's Valley of the Kings.
I'm going to suggest that a 9-year-old may not be a good king. Just a thought.
You don't know, man.
I do know.
You don't even know.
I know what I would have been like if I was a 9-year-old king. Everything gone well.
You've been throwing rocks at maybe Ahmed Joyner around the pyramids.
Nine-year-olds were so much more mature then than they are now.
That's true. And Tut later, of course, went on to become an arch villain of Batman. Started plaguing Gotham City.
Well,
it's true.
He was
a criminal in Gotham City.
Same guy. It was another guy known as King Tut.
Yes, Commissioner?
The worst has come to pass, Batman.
I know. King Tut is back in Gotham City. We'll be right there.
Wow. How about that? Who knew?
I did. To the bat poles.
Hey, with King Tut in the news and Steve Martin in the news, I think you know what I'm asking for in the latest Showbiz Report.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll give you a little taste of Steve Martin.
I'd love her.
That would be awesome.
Hit single King Tut in the next hour.
That was a bizarre, bizarre song.
It was.
But it was great.
Smash hit, number one song.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays. Matthew McConaughey, my old co-star from Two for the Money. I remember me and Matt hanging out.
When you say co-star.
We used to co-star together.
He was in it.
Yes.
And you were on set.
I was on screen with Matthew McConaughey, I'll have you know.
That's right,
bitch.
Right. That's what I meant.
Don't make me bring it out, because I will crack open one of the hundreds of DVD copies I have for Two for the Money. And I will find the scene, and we will play it, and we will have to talk about it.
Ralph bought them all so that he could individually open them and see if he was on that version of the movie. Oh, I'm not on this one. Let's go to the next DVD. Maybe I'm on that one.
Matthew's 40 years old today.
Wow.
P. Diddy, Sean Diddy, Puff Daddy Combs is also 40 years old. Survivor host Jeff Probst is 48 years old. How's he look that good at 48, Jeff Probst?
Yeah.
He does.
That's BS.
Workout fanatic.
That is BS.
Deal with the devil.
Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid.
Yeah!
Also 48 years old today. Our buddy Kathy Griffin is 49 years old. And Doris Roberts, who played Raymond's mom on Everybody Loves Raymond, is 79 years old today. She also was a villain Batman fought in Gotham City, believe it or not, Doris Roberts.
I didn't realize that.
She was called the old lady.
was there a bell after her?
I don't think so. I think I've got the swine flu and I'm just imagining things.
Wow.
So hot. So hot.
Dude, again, the bell speaks for us all. Either represent us all or Mike will fly up there and take the bell back.
And not for whom the bell tolls.
I don't know what that means.
No. It's Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah.
Remember your English degree?
No.
You got in college.
Jack Kerouac.
He used to write with Jack Kerouac. They were buddies. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We got Twilight tickets for you later on today with your chance to see the movie ahead of its opening on November 20th. We also have tickets for you to see U2, which, by the way, is a concert that's going to be held at Angel Stadium in Anaheim on June 6, 2010. Now, this is a continuation of their 360 World Tour. Kevin, you've already seen the show.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you get your money's worth when you go to a U2 stadium concert?
Yeah, you really get more than that. I've never seen a stage setup like that. So huge, and they do it in the round in the middle of it. I went to the Rose Bowl, and the screens are huge, and the multimedia stuff, the video and all that, it's just an amazing show.
Sounds really cool.
And what's amazing about that is U2 doesn't even need that to be a great band, because they're great with what they do on stage as well. But this is an amazing tour, and you get to go if you call right now at 1-800-520-1067. That's the good news. The bad news is you have to survive a little something that we like to call Omaroki.
How dare you?
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
Now, the way this game works is Omar, who works here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Before this game, please refer to me as Bon Omar.
Bon Omar.
Yes, please. Thank you. Bon Omar.
Bon Omar. All right.
All right.
Bon Omar fancies himself quite the singer. Yet he, like every time we play this game, it's as if he's never heard the song that he's singing before. He's coming from a completely original place, completely separate from anything you might be familiar with on the record. But
sounds better than the original.
Yeah. That's
your goal is to tell the title of which U2 song Omar is going to be singing.
Bon
that's all
Omar.
You have to, and
bon
then you
Omar.
Go into the drawing to win your tickets for the show in June. So let's give this a try and see how it goes.
All right, let's begin with John. Hi, John.
Hello.
Are you ready for John Bon Omar?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
See the world in green and blue. See China right in front of you. See the canyons broken by cloud. See the tuna fleets clearing the sea out.
That's good.
John? Come on, that's way too easy. That's beautiful what, day.
That's right.
Yeah. It's way too easy because I sound just like Bono.
Yeah, that's it.
You're Bon Omar.
Bon Omar.
By the way, I'd like to also suggest to everybody else on hold that you don't have to technically wait until he's done.
But they want to. They don't have to, but all of them want
to. So if you know the song before Bon Omar is done, feel free to butt in.
Yes, please do. The quicker the better. We appreciate that. All right, let's try contestant number two. This is going to be, is it Michael we have next?
Yes.
Michael is on line three. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to play?
I'm ready to play. Let's do it.
I was on the inside when they pulled the four walls down. I was looking through the window. I was lost. I am found. Walk away, walk away. I walk away, walk
okay.
away.
All right, that's fine. Too early.
What do you think, Michael?
That's an oldie, and I can't think of the title, but I'm going to take a wild guess and call it Walk Away.
Well, good guess.
Why not? If you don't know, that's a good guess. But it's I Will Follow.
Walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away.
I will follow.
Okay, right, that's fine. Oh, you don't have to do that. All right. Let's try Paul, line four, next contestant for Omaroki. Again, we're playing for tickets for Angel Stadium June 6th.
Paul, how you been doing on hold so far listening to the game?
I've been doing good, man.
All right.
Let's see how you do here. Lights go down. It's dark. The jungle is your head. Can't rule your heart. I'll feel it so much stronger than a thought. Your eyes are wide and show. And though your soul can't be bought, your mind can't wander. Hello, hello.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, my God.
Wow, did he shout
big
hold
finish.
On.
Big finish.
Paul?
Yeah, I got it right in there and tipped my tongue.
Oh, what? Come on! Go ahead and share that with us for a chance to win the tickets.
The problem with Hello, Hello, Ola is it's right before the title of the song.
Yeah. Yep.
What's it called, Paul?
All right, this is going to help you, Paul.
Ola!
A Virgo.
Oh, yeah!
Wow!
That's a guy with the Google right at his fingertips, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Who thought he was going to pull that out?
Yeah, I think he had some help. All right, thanks for the call. Hang on. You're in the drawing. Let's try Dan, line five. And don't feel the need to improvise the lyrics, Bon Omar. Just go ahead and sing them as written, all right?
I think he's trying. You totally am. Are you kidding? What are you listening to?
Dan, hi.
How you doing?
You ready for Bon Omar?
Yeah.
There you go.
My hands are tied, my body bruised. She's got me with nothing to win and nothing to lose. And you give yourself away.
That's probably ouch, ouch,
and
ouch.
You
that's
give
enough.
That's enough.
Okay.
That's plenty.
He should know it by now.
You give,
he should know it by now.
Okay,
give.
Dan, what do you got, Dan?
Give yourself away.
What?
Oh, come
no,
on.
Really?
No.
What? Well, it's with or without you.
Not with or without you. Yes.
Right. Well, I just said that.
Yeah. It doesn't count if Bean says it and then you guess it. But thank you for the call.
Omar, Glee just
Bon
called.
Omar.
Bon Omar. Glee just called. They'd like you to join the cast starting next week, if you wouldn't mind.
All right.
They can't survive without you.
I'm in.
Wow.
Hate the show, but I'm in.
Let's go to Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
You ready for Bon Omar?
I'll try.
Good luck.
But we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other. Then we do it again. You say, love is a temple. Love, I love.
Can I interrupt?
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, please do.
Okay, I'm taking Kevin's advice. That's one.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Love is a temple. Love, I love.
There you guys are ripping all your other listeners off, man. Well, because they want to hear my beautiful voice. What's wrong with you guys? Your ratings are dropping right now.
They are, but not because they want more.
I'm telling you, the Edge is going to call me
yelling?
After the show.
Yeah, why are you yelling?
Stop yelling at us.
I'm excited. Right.
I've got the strength for maybe one more, Kevin. Maybe right. one more,
Wait,
and then
I'm
out.
You think when Bono performs, he's low energy?
All right, Nicole, hi.
Hi.
You ready for Bono more?
I am.
Good luck.
Hold on.
Okay. Oh.
And the battle's just begun. There's many lost, but tell me who has won.
Not
the
us.
Trenches dug within our hearts.
Sunday Blaze! Yeah! Yes, the
trenches dug within our hearts.
All right.
All right. Let's stuff something in Omar's mouth. I don't care what it is to shut him up. And let's have Lisa do the drawing and find out if it's going to be John, Paul, Jesse, or Nicole. Who's going to see you two at Angel Stadium next June?
We have two pair, right?
Yep.
Okay,
that's right.
It's Nicole and Paul.
Yeah! Nicole, let me see if I can find her. Hey, Nicole, congratulations.
Yay!
Going to you two. And Paul. Hey, Paul.
Yo.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing
right
the game.
Right on.
Sorry you had to sit through Omarosi.
Omarosi, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
Coming up in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, highlights of Dr. Drew's new show, Dr. Drew's Sex Addict on VH1. Boy, you're not going to believe this. People who masturbate to the point of hurting themselves. That's one of the things we're going to be discussing in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sounds like they had cameras on me.
You know? First, though, Mary J. Blige sings the national anthem tonight as the series heads back to Yankee Stadium, the new Yankee Stadium. You know, it's been 6 years since there's been a Game 6 in the World Series, so it's very exciting. Yankees up 3-2. That's going to be around 5 o'clock this afternoon. I'm very excited about that. And, Kevin, we haven't had a chance to talk about this, but one of the things that's made the series so much fun for me this year, besides the fact they've been really, really good games, is that Ozzie Guillen has joined the broadcast team for the Fox Network. Now, he, of course, a very popular manager of the Chicago White Sox, but I love that they put this guy on TV because he's super crazy, super enthusiastic, and barely speaks English.
Oh, good.
And you don't get that on a lot of professional TV broadcasts, and I think that makes it a lot of fun.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to New York City for the first ever World Series to be played right here in New Yankee Stadium. I am Chris Rose, working alongside the world champion Mark Grace and Eric Karros, and don't say I didn't warn you, but you may have to actually adjust the volume on your TV set over the next few games because we have added some serious verbal firepower to this show. The man that led to the White Sox to the Holy Grail in 2005, Ozzie Guillen, welcome to the Fox family. You are officially a media member, my friend.
Oh, no, please. Fox family is fine. Media, no way. Please. Let me here and let me talk about baseball.
Okay. That's what he does. He talks about baseball. He talks about it in a way that I usually don't know what he's talking about. We have Ozzie on the phone here, but real quick, here was his prediction at the beginning of the series. I think he was pulling for Philadelphia, but I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. You put me in the spot. I don't like to do this. I never will like it. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to pick Phillies in six. Whoa. Only one reason. Only one reason, because I love the way they play the game. And a lot of respect for Mr. Cheater, but that's, I hope I'm not wrong.
Ozzie Guillen.
Yes. Who's Mr. Cheater?
Mr. Jeter. I think he's talking about Derek Jeter is who he's talking about there.
Oh, sorry.
Ozzie Guillen joins us with a preview of Game 6 of the World Series tonight from New York. Hey, Ozzie, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, no. It's got money to you. Hi. Hey, how you doing, huh?
We're great. Congratulations for making the transformation from the manager spot into the media booth this year.
It's been very exciting, you know, for me. I've been part of the booth for a long time, you know, but it's never meeting you as a manager on the broadcast team, as the first letters, everybody, you know, especially with the World Series, a big time, you know, everybody looking at me as I want to see me talking on the microphone, you know, but it's been very, very exciting, you know, especially with the guy that I do back, you know, the players, you know, they teach me how to,
two words that I recognize.
Hey, let's talk about baseball. Game 6.
Okay, yes, Game 6, right?
It's got to be action-packed.
What? Action-packed.
Oh,
it's going to be action-packed.
Yeah.
All right. What about a quick preview tonight of Pedro Martinez going for the Phillies tonight versus Andy Pettitte for the Yankees? How do you think what do you think of that matchup?
Just because The people say it's getting a little bit older than that. It does have a muscle. The fastball is not going to give you the 95, 96, 97 mile per hour, but it does not mean he's not a good pitcher. I mean, he's a classic veteran. He's been around the baseball for a very long time. It means that he could good control the slider. He could work the inside, outside of the play, especially for batters like Marcia Hera, Dennis Sheeta. These guys, you know, they want to back him up off the play. And Pettis going to have to do that. He's going to pass this to my don't find that they better because that they better is a guy who's only won one game in this World Series, and he could do it again.
Here's what I heard. I heard fastball.
I heard slider.
I heard slider and 97 miles per hour.
That's, you got it.
But that's all I got.
You got it.
So you still think the Phillies will win the series even though they're down 3-2?
I also love the way I love the World Series because you know the Yankees when you come into the Yankees anyway. So one thing is, so, you know, you got to talk and remember this over at the club. The Philadelphia Phillies just traveled very well. You know, got a lot of fans. And let me tell you, when I come into the Mesa Stadium, especially Yankee Stadium, I look around and say a lot of money.
Can they at least put subtitles on the screen?
That would be a great idea. All right, there you go. You've heard the prediction. Right here on the Kevin Show.
I don't know what the prediction was.
I say take that to the bank.
Listen to me. If there's one thing I'm missing, it's that. You've got to travel first with the Yankee Stadium. It's all going to start by the best boss. Very exciting.
All right. All I got out of that was Yankee Stadium.
I thought it, Buster. Okay.
All right. Now we're all set. Thanks, Ozzy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:38.
Congratulations to Kevin and me listener Jamie Landaverde. He or she won tickets for Twilight New Moon. See the movie before it opens in theaters. You know that's coming out on November the 20th. We have a chance for you to win with our resident Twitard, Aisa, who works here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's going to be joining us later on today. You're going to have a chance to stump her with Twilight trivia. She is the craziest Twilight fan I know, and I think she's going to be very difficult to stump.
She's crazy in a non-Twilight way as well.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
Good point. All right, let's talk about my new favorite show. What's it called officially, Lisa, so people can find it on the VH1?
Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew.
There you go. Dr. Drew is back. He, of course, was behind Celebrity Rehab and then Sober House. And now leave it to Dr. Drew to take something as fun as sex and manage to be a big wet blanket about it, because that's how Drew is.
Now, it's time to put the microscope on another addiction, one that lies in a deeper shroud of shame, sex addiction. For millions of addicts worldwide, sex is just another drug, one that can lead to ruined relationships, shattered lives, and even death.
Okay,
thanks,
Dr. Drew.
Are people groaning in the background?
Yes, they certainly are.
Having sex?
Some of that is that, and some of it is they're just showing some porn and whatnot.
All right.
But Dr. Drew is mostly where fun comes to die. That's the one thing I've learned about Dr. Drew, is you're getting your party on, and the next thing you know, Dr. Drew's saying, oh, stop it. Oh, you're going to hurt yourself. All right, so here's what goes on this time. These are people just like with drugs and alcohol, but in some ways it's even more difficult because it's everywhere around you all the time. To these people, everything is sexually stimulating.
Right.
So you can just imagine how raw it is for them to try to resist those urges day in and day out. So we start meeting the people in episode number one, and the first guy is James Levette. He is a professional surfer. He's 22 years old, and sex has really taken its toll on him.
I'm pretty much thinking about sex every minute, all day long. Girls definitely get me high. They're definitely a drug. But, God, I think I need to go in for my sex addiction just because it's hurting my career. And I've lost all my friends due to sleeping with, you know, their wives. And I've lost all the money. I can barely pay rent anymore. It's pretty much like sucked me into a hole that ruined my life.
Okay, he shouldn't even been using the expression suck me into a hole.
No kidding.
But wow. I mean, you're 22, you're a professional surfer. It seems like you're living the dream, but he just says that because of the sex, he, you know, can't even enjoy it. So we meet him and then he goes in. Of course, the first thing they do is they check your luggage to make sure you're not bringing in any porn or any sex toys or anything like that. And then Dr. Drew sits down with the first meeting and you find out a little bit about how this has become a problem for Mr. Levette.
Now you're here for sexual addiction, right? Tell me how that's manifesting in your life.
It's just ruining everything. I can't really think about, you know, my sports and, you know, everything that I do. I'm always constantly thinking about, you know, what's next. Or
is it masturbation?
Yeah, I mean, it's keeping me locked up in my house pretty much, not letting me go check the waves, not letting me.
Okay, think about that for a second, by the way.
Can't get out of the house.
I'm a professional surfer.
Yeah, that's my day. That's what I've got on my day planner is surfing today. I should go out and at least check the waves. No, I think I'm going to stay home and masturbate instead every day.
Wow.
I mean,
just kind of live a normal life.
And have you ever hurt yourself? Masturbate to the point of injury?
Oh, for sure. I mean, keep
back of the thing and don't work till you're like, wake up, come on, work.
Exactly.
So, I mean, for sure.
Yeah, you keep going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, pain doesn't matter once you're at that page.
Are there women you're with every day, too?
Yeah, and then it's just, you know, it's the normal, some of the girls that are kind of in my life that I've kept around, and then just the constant strive to, you know.
Find a new one.
I got to tell you, I wonder about our friend Kevin Smith, if he may be a sex addict too, because he's the guy who tries every day, all day, to figure out a way that he can masturbate in between having sex with his wife. I got to hurry and masturbate real quick because my wife's going to be home in an hour so we can have sex. And then as soon as she leaves, I can masturbate again. I mean, that's what he's like every
really?
Day. So maybe he needs to be on this show.
Wow.
Wow, this is good.
Good stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right, Psycho Mike, tell us about your girlfriend, Nicole Noreen, because she's one of the celebs on this show.
Who is this? She is one of the hottest playmates ever. She's a African-American beauty, a Nubian queen, and she's probably most famous for making that sex video with Colin Farrell.
Right.
Oh, yes.
I remember. Yeah.
Well, she's there because sex has taken its toll on her, too.
I don't masturbate very often because once I start, I need to pretty much take the day off. I mean, there was one day where I literally masturbated probably 18 times that day. And it's just really exhausting.
It sounds like it would be exhausting,
what?
Yes.
What? I don't even understand
did
that.
Did she say 18 times yes. in one day?
Yes, she did.
Wow, my record's 16. That's awesome. I don't know how she gets there.
Wow.
But this is where you got to go, what's going on in your pretty little head? Because you're fairly sated after time two?
Yeah.
I would think.
Three, and now once you're getting into five, I mean, how can there be anything left?
Certainly double digits.
Certainly by the time you get to 10 or 11. What makes you keep going back for more?
I can't imagine. That is just bizarre.
I guess that's one of the things Dr. Drew is going to be discovering.
Yeah.
All right, let's meet another person in the house this time. His name is Phil Verone. He is a drummer, and you wouldn't think that being a drummer in Skid Row would get you a lot of chicks, but apparently it does.
I toured with Kiss, and I toured with Vince Neil from Motley, and I toured with Poison. My bandmates drank, they did drugs, not me. Girls, that's all I cared about. Right now, if I were to guess on how many women I slept with, roughly over 3,000. I was doing 3, 4, 5 a day. I mean, do the math.
Does that sound possible?
This sounds like this guy's just bragging.
Yeah.
That's what's so unusual about this show, though, is because it's easy to say, yeah, you're just bragging, you're just living the life, you're out there being a rock star, picking up chicks, that's what you want to do. At what point does it turn bad for you, though? At what point do you start complaining about it? I mean, 3, 4, 5 a day sounds like it'd be tough to get anything else done, right? But then on the other hand, who cares if you get anything else done?
Because you got 3, 4, 5 a day.
On the other hand, you grow up at some point and you actually would like a relationship, and there's no way you can sustain one. You cannot be faithful to anyone.
And I think that's what we're going to find out is happening to our boy Phil.
20,000 people. Let's say there's 10,000 willing girls. There's 4 band members. That's a pretty good percentage. And for an addict, I mean, you know, that's like, you know, walking into a room of cocaine every day and going, here you go. What do you want?
All right. Once the piano comes in, you always know.
The sad piano.
Oh, I'm gonna
sad
cry.
Piano music. Oh, you always know that things are about, there's about to be a downside revealed.
You know, I just kind of woke up and I'm like, I got to get my life together. I don't want to die alone.
Yeah, I guess that's exactly what
and
happened.
Remember,
to
guys, he's not being juicy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
of those 10,000 women that want him,
no choosing.
Most of them you would not want.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
he's going in.
The most familiar face on Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew, we're going through some highlights here right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, is Amber Smith. Now, she is a veteran of the past two Dr. Drew VH1 shows. She was in Celebrity Rehab, and then she was on Sober House. And she is, I mean, at one time, one of the most beautiful women in the world. She's been on, I don't know, I don't remember if it's in this clip or not, but she was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She was on something like 250 different magazine covers. Got into serious addiction. Kevin, you remember her from the Celebrity Rehab because she was the one who was using with her mom, remember?
Yep. Yep.
They were together on it.
And then somebody was selling her, like, as a whore.
Well, she was doing drugs, money. I mean, she's doing sex for money, for drugs.
Yeah. God, she's hot.
And when
Playboy
she
hot.
Slipped when she was on the show is when she went to that hockey player's house. Remember that? And had sex with him?
Yeah.
And started drinking and couldn't contain herself.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that they revealed in the Sex Rehab show is that there are a lot of sex addicts who don't even realize they're sex addicts because they're so addicted to drugs and alcohol that hasn't even surfaced itself yet. And I think that's where Amber's at, what she's realizing right now.
That last 3 years of my drug use, I was going through $450 worth of drugs a week. I started escorting for us to get our drugs. And when I knew I'd hook someone, then I just kind of went into hustler mode, hustler mentality. Now that I don't have drugs in my life, I get big into obsession with men.
Past 6 months since I did the treatment, I wake up every day and I go boy hunting to get a hit of the guy. What?
So where does she go?
Does it mention?
They show Amber Smith, who's still hot, by the way, at 38 years old with a lot of miles on her.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Where does she go looking for boys?
They show her getting up in the morning and basically going out into her car and driving around on the street looking for guys that she can bring home and have sex with.
Where? That's her life.
Is there a sign-up sheet somewhere?
It doesn't. I think
well,
the point is
she can't go to bars because she doesn't do that.
Yeah, because she doesn't drink anymore, right? I think they're trying to wean her away from that behavior. I don't think the goal is necessarily that, you know, they're trying to hook her up with more sex partners.
All right.
I don't think
maybe
that's
maybe I misunderstood.
All right. Well, we're out of time. I'm going to close with one more thing, and this is going to be extremely tough because these people they're just bouncing off the walls after a few hours in sex rehab because all they want to do is have sex. They've got all these young, attractive people who are all there for the same problem, and they, you know, there's so much sexual tension. Then Dr. Drew, who once again, as you know, is a big fat wet blanket, he comes out and lays down the rules of the house.
Now, you guys all signed a celibacy contract. So in that contract, no pornographic material, no seductive behavior, appropriate dress. No masturbation, right? And then no touching in this program, right? Nobody touches, at most handshake, if the other person gives you permission.
Yeah, Dr. Drew is
wow.
No fun.
It's like being in Catholic school all over again.
Is he the Jonas Brothers manager? What's going on here with that?
Well, it's an awesome show. New episodes air Sunday night on VH1 and then is repeated throughout the week. And I think we're going to have Dr. Drew on the program next week to talk about it. But it's a good time. Check it out. Dr.
Drew, I sort of have a boner.
Yeah.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 5 minutes till 7. Pearl Jam on the way, also some Alien Ant Farm and Kings of Leon straight ahead on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph joins us now for the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Looks like Lindsay Lohan's days as a lesbian are numbered. Well, let's not make the decision too quickly.
Well, apparently she's made her decision. X17.com, the entertainment news website, has reported that Lindsay was spotted hooking up with a male model named Petey Wright. Petey Wright. Sounds like a porn star.
He does.
At the Chateau Marmont Hotel in Hollywood after the two met on a photo shoot last Wednesday. Sources say they couldn't keep their sweaty little hands off of each other, and she posted a picture of him on her Twitter account saying, "Look at my new friend."
What is she, three?
Take that, Samantha Ronson.
Petey! My new friend Petey! So I guess she's off her non-meat diet. No longer a vegan. Kevin Spacey may have cost a waiter his job.
Oh, really?
Why?
Here's the thing. Spacey's in Newport, Rhode Island at a restaurant called the Clark Cookhouse. And he lights up with some other friends. And they're all smoking at their table. And turns out that is against the law.
Right.
In Rhode Island. So the waiter, Peter Turner, goes over and asks him please to extinguish their cigarettes. Once, twice, three times. And the third time he says, "Mr. Spacey, you can only smoke if you're burning in this restaurant." See, ha ha ha.
Right.
Spacey goes off.
What?
Starts screaming and yelling. Storms out of the restaurant. And the owners of the restaurant were furious about him ticking off their celebrity clientele and so fired him.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, that's rough.
I think he can sue. He's definitely got a lawsuit.
Wow.
There. He's trying to enforce the law.
Yeah. That makes me sad. Because I like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
You think he's a dick.
Wow.
But apparently he can be a dick.
Yeah.
Hey, look what he did to Superman. Just saying. The guy, you know, clearly has a problem.
Wow.
Not enough flu for Bean, I think. Not enough flu.
Not enough
flu. He deserves more flu.
Here's what we've learned about Bean in the short time that he's been really sick. He doesn't have as much energy to be a dick.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I can tell he's feeling better.
Yeah. As he starts to feel better, the dick factor goes up.
Yeah. You can measure it on the dickometer.
Right.
But I wasn't being a dick there. I was just saying that Kevin Spacey has a history of fighting authority. That's the only point I was making there.
Okay.
All right. He's really good in Men Who Stare at Goats, by the way.
Is he?
Comes out this weekend. We'll talk more about that. But
can't wait for
that. Here's a guy who's not a dick. Here's the kind of guy you want at your bar/restaurant. Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes.
Because he'll order a lot of alcohol?
The Keith apparently was in a bar in San Pedro, California, the other night called The Spot.
Oh.
I'm happy to announce I've actually been there. It's a lovely cocktail lounge.
It's an asshole.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
It is a dive bar of the utmost caliber. He was cocktailing in there. I think they shoot a lot down there in San Pedro.
Oh, did they?
The 24 show. Anyway, he walks in. Kiefer likes his cocktails.
Yes.
Has a couple and then announces he's going to buy everyone in the bar a drink.
Nice.
Good man. Right.
Bill
good
came man. To over $500 and he left a couple hundred on top of it for a tip for the bartender.
How about that?
That's the kind of guy you want to wait on.
Yeah.
You go, Keef.
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
Wasn't this at like 7 a.m. too?
It was an early morning shoot, I think. It was awesome. It was an all-night shoot, I think, for Keithlin and Kiefer. And then,
7 a.m.
Well, look, if you work all night long...
How many people
when
are
you go to
have
a cocktail after
all right, so
your
else,
hard day's
there?
Work...
Who else was
it's
in
like
the bar?
It's like happy hour at 7 a.m. if you're working all night.
Well,
you don't know,
the
man.
The whole crew go?
Maybe they did. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't think you
part
guys
of the story
know, man.
Is he... Rules ponied up and got everyone a cocktail on him.
All right. Hey, we've heard a lot of stories in the past about how he really takes care of the people he works with, people that he's friends with, people in you know restaurants, bars, stuff like that. He seems like an all-around good dude.
Remember how he arranged to go to jail over Christmas so he wouldn't have any downtime on the set for the rest of the cast and crew?
That's right.
He's a stand-up dude who likes his scotch.
He does.
And congratulations to Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin. They are going to be co-hosts of next year's Oscar Awards. Hugh Jackman turned down the Oscar producers to host once again, so they did the next best thing and brought in two very funny guys. Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin will share the duties. And as we mentioned also mentioned today that today is King Tut Day. Happy King Tut Day to everyone on this November 4th.
I don't usually celebrate the King Tut Day.
This date back in 1922, they discovered the almost nearly intact tomb of the boy king, King Tutankhamun. And as we mentioned, Steve Martin and King Tut in the same breath, we'd be remiss if we didn't play a little taste of his smash hit novelty song from the late 1970s, King Tut.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king.
King Tut.
How'd you get so funky?
Monkey Tut.
Did you do the monkey?
How much did you want?
I didn't know how much we had.
I want all.
We got a lot more.
Got a condo made of stoner.
See, you had that as a kid, Ralph. Kids today grew up with Party in the USA by freaking Miley Cyrus on their radios.
Yeah, man. They don't know. They got Owl
they don't
City.
Know, man.
They got Owl City.
Yeah. I
got
King
Owl
City.
Tut.
That hurts.
That's right.
Buried with a donkey.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kathy Griffin's 49 years old today. Ralph Macchio is 48. Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. Wax on, wax off.
Indeed. Survivor host Jeff Probst also celebrates his 48th birthday. And Matthew McConaughey. Be cooler if he did. He's 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I started a project a couple of months ago, Kevin, where I decided that I was finally going to pull together many, many of my favorite songs from my various computers and various CDs and various MP3s that I have scattered all over the world and kind of put them together on one hard drive, which sounds like...
You have hard drives all over the world?
Yes, I have hard drives all over the world, right. And it was my nights and weekends project that when I got a few minutes here, a few minutes there, I would burn some CDs or transfer some songs over from one computer to another, something like that. And I really put a lot of time into it. And I got up to the point where I had about 15,000 of my favorite songs on a hard drive.
Dear God.
And I think you can tell where this story's going.
What could go wrong with that?
15,000 songs meticulously prepared, my favorite music of all time together in one location until one day... It wasn't. That's the thing about hard drives. That's the thing about the beauty of computer storage is that eventually, and there's got to be some sort of formula, how much time you put into it and how important the thing is directly in proportion to when it is going to fail you at the worst possible time and you're going to lose everything.
If it's meaningless, your hard drive will last forever.
Yes, it will. Exactly.
Oh man.
Yeah, you could save a spam email on a hard drive for 150 years and never have to worry about it. But that wedding picture, look out, it's gone. So that got us to talking about this topic the other day about stuff like this happens all the time where you delete the most important stuff, the stuff you put all the time in. And we just had it happen here on the Kevin and Bean Show behind the scenes recently. We have to find out what happened. Lightning joins us now, who is the genius behind the always excellent and entertaining KevinandBean.com. Hey Lightning, how are you?
Hey gentlemen, good morning.
So what happened and how bad is it?
Well, when did I move over to like the K-Rock Digital Department? Has it been over a year now?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that?
Yeah.
So as soon as I went over, I said, you know what, I'm going to take the entire Kevin and Bean archive. It's going to take me quite a long time, but I'm going to go back to the original tapes way back in the day.
Right.
And I'm going to transfer all those analog tapes and turn them in MP3 and WAV files and store them. And eventually...
Yeah.
I'm on a hard drive so I can bring them to the K-Rock audience. Right. So they have the entire Kevin and Bean archive.
Right.
Great idea.
Right. So 440 man-hours later, about a year, and about me, Alex, my Alex in the digital department, and about six interns all contributing to this project, logging, editing, making sure it jives with the master Excel spreadsheet.
Trying to make it
on
funny.
And on and on.
Right.
Adding some jokes.
Yeah. And making it funny. So I have the hard drive. We make a transition to our other digital building. And we have to put everything from a big terabyte hard drive server in a rack mount that's super secure and stable. I have to transfer it onto a small drive.
Hey, Light.
So I can bring it to the other building. Listen.
Hey, Light. We're gonna have to by Friday at 10, we're gonna have to finish this. So
Lightning's been off the radio for a while. He doesn't remember the pace of morning drive, apparently.
What color is the building that you went over to, the digital building?
So the hard drive gets taken to a concert and dropped while running, thus erasing all of the information.
Now you weren't dumb enough to not have a backup, though. I mean, I'm sure you had a backup.
That was the backup.
Well, Then you've got it somewhere else.
And you have the original.
On tape that I have to go back and spend another 440 hours.
Wait. So you didn't back up any of that except for on that one hard drive?
It was made as like a transportation device so I could take it from one building to the other.
440 man hours of the Kevin and Bean Show put into that little hard drive that was instantly deleted.
222-hour tapes in real time.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Now, any names? You want to mention who did it?
I think that person would cry.
That's all right. That person should cry.
I don't think so.
All right.
It'll make a very, very awkward work environment.
We are going to... Oh, like we don't have that already. We are going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. The most important thing you deleted. We all know that feeling of... Oh, yeah, no problem. Button. Oh, no, what did I just do? And how do you get it back? And now you've screwed up bad.
It's the worst.
So 440 man hours and gone.
It sucks. I mean, I'm joking about it now, but I at the time I was extremely upset. It ruined an entire week for me.
Yeah.
I can understand. I mean, obviously, you put a lot of time, and that's not time that's fun to spend either, transferring Kevin and Bean audio. I'll tell you that.
And you guys aren't funny, and I don't want to listen to it all over again.
And for that week, he was just like laying in hallways, just sobbing in the fetal position. People are trying to walk around him.
So all right, Lightning, thank you very much for the story. Right. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. You can call and tell us the incredibly important to you thing that somehow got deleted and lost. Let's try Rick real quick. He's on line three calling the Kevin Bean Show to kind of get us started. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, SMA.
Most important thing you deleted.
Oh, my God. I had 3 years' worth of a log for my divorce case for my daughter.
Right.
All the extra time, all the extra money I spent, all the bad things that the mom would do, how she used my kid as a tool.
Yeah.
I logged it for 3 years, and a week before my court trial, my computer crashed. I
yes.
Lost
everything. Did you go up to the judge and go, I had a list, and there was a lot of stuff.
A lot of proof. I could honestly tell you.
I don't remember much of it, but I'd like to try.
It was so rough, and I had pulled it out because I was going to print it, and my stepson goes on supposedly these websites, and I guess it caught a virus, and everything shut down.
Nice.
That's awesome. Man. That's awesome.
Well, I guess you're not a very good father either, then.
Terrible dad, according to the court.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
Hey, I asked David King of Mexico to come in because he reminds me of a fantastic story that's right in the wheelhouse of what we're talking about. Dave, take me back to New York City a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so I have a morning show camera, and it has all the morning show photos from maybe the past 2 years. I lend it to Kevin for a couple of hours.
How many pictures were on it? Like 800?
Almost 2,000.
2,000.
Oh, my yeah. God.
So I give it to Kevin, and he gives it back to me and says, hey, get the picture off the card. We put it in the computer. No pictures.
Empty.
Well, nothing? All gone. Here's the thing.
Would you format it?
No. No, I know how to do that, but I didn't understand that water plus camera equals bad. We went to the Muse show instead of the MTV Video Music Awards.
Right.
Because Muse was playing. And they didn't turn on the air conditioning the whole show, and it was hell hot. I mean, it
really?
Was. Have you ever been so hot, Dave?
No, I don't think so.
It was crazy.
I didn't know that would.
So we bought ice water, and I stepped outside, and I had the camera, and I poured the ice water over my head.
Yeah.
And it got in the camera. And then
Dude. And then
bad things happened. And then all of the photos were gone. I totally forgot about that.
How many of those 2,000 photos were one of a kind, though, and that was the only place they were? I mean, I imagine a lot of those things had been used over the years and were kept elsewhere.
Yeah, backed up or, you know.
I would say about 200, 300 of them.
Yeah.
That, you know, well, we're going to go up on the web and stuff.
You know, it's odd that Kevin wouldn't know that water and cameras don't mix because it was only 2 or 3 years ago that he threw the original Kevin and Bean
camera
over the edge of a boat.
That's true.
To be funny.
And
that
those had the pictures. Weren't backed up.
Those weren't backed up. That had the pictures of Ozzy and I when he signed my chest.
Yeah.
And
here was my thinking then. The guys were complaining about the camera.
It was a slow camera.
And you know, how hard it is to get companies to buy anything these days. So
yes.
I thought if that camera just disappears, we're going to need to get another one. And my first thought was, no way are there pictures on here that aren't backed up. Because that would be stupid. That's all I thought. So I grabbed the camera, threw it in the water. And then everybody was like, what? What? Those were all? I was like, oh, you didn't back those up? No. Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. We got some fantastic calls. We're talking about stuff that you deleted that was important to you. I mean, everything from weddings to baby pictures, baptisms. I mean, this is great. I think we're all going to learn a valuable lesson here. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls when we return right after this on the Kevin. Right now, we're talking about precious stuff that you somehow deleted. You didn't think it was possible, but you lost the stuff that you loved the most in a hard drive crash or, I don't know, some a-hole you work with threw the camera over the boat into the water. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you could lose stuff, I guess, but that's what we're talking about
those
here.
Those of you that don't speak gay, precious equals important.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Why don't we start with Andrea? She's on line 4. She's going to tell us what she lost and how. Andrea, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. So I had a baby, and I put all the important information into my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his first words, when his teeth came in, his first steps, everything went into the calendar.
Right.
So I had a year's worth of information that I went to go sync the stupid iTunes, and it deleted everything. I lost everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the type of thing that you can just make up, though, right? I mean, that's easily replicated, right? First words?
Just get a sketch
exactly.
artist to guess.
Just hire another little kid and have that person play your daughter.
Yeah, he'll never know when he grows up
right.
and his baby book.
Mom, I was black when I was a kid?
Yes, you were, son. That's awesome. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try John. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, John, thanks for calling. What'd you delete and how?
I deleted about 7,000 photos from our honeymoon when we went to Africa.
Oh,
no.
Man. All great animal photos and everything else?
Elephants, zebras, wildebeest, you name it, it's gone.
What happened?
Crap.
Well, I uploaded them, cut and paste from the memory cards, of course, onto my computer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was a computer I built by hand.
Good. What could go wrong there?
Yeah, so I
you know you can buy them, right?
You know, yeah, of course, that's the easy way, but I changed one setting and shut it off.
Yeah,
turned it on 10 minutes later, and well, I didn't turn it on 10 minutes later, it was done.
Excellent.
So
how did that conversation go with your new bride?
Well, turning on your computer and going, huh, it's not turning on. Radford, she knows you've cut and pasted them on there.
Yeah, that seems bad.
Yeah, that it didn't go well.
Well, the good thing about that story, though, is it's easy to get back to Africa and take all those pictures.
Sure.
Yeah.
As a newlywed. And still look at each other like you like each other.
Yeah, so now not only am I never allowed to build a computer again, I'm also not allowed to use a camera again.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That seems fair to
a lot
me.
Of rules in your house, and yet she's making the right decision.
Yeah, you had neutered yourself there, my friend. All right, thank you. Let's try Peter. He's line 8 on the Kevin Amin Show. Hey, Peter, thanks for calling in. What happened?
What's up, party people? Hey, Lisa, man.
Hello.
What'd you delete? Lisa has a mouthful.
I got caught mid-drink.
Oh! You heard me.
Well, I was in a seminary school for 2.5 years. Part of the requirements to graduate was I had to do a commentary on the whole entire Bible.
A and commentary on wow. on every page of the Bible?
Every page.
Wow.
And so at least every chapter had to be at least 2 pages, you know, and so.
Oh, my God.
2 years later, I go turn my computer. It's completely dead, wiped out. I take it to the guys to go fix it. They say there's nothing we can do.
Yes.
So, whole thing.
Excellent. So did you start over or did you just try to get away from it? No. All right. Did they? What happened when you went to graduate? I mean, if that was a requirement of graduating seminary school, what happened?
Well, I explained to the teacher, you know, the whole thing, and just, you know.
That God ate your homework?
Yeah. God didn't want me to do it. It's clear. So, yeah.
Yeah, but that was supposed to be, like, you know, my accomplishment. You know, I did the whole Bible and commentary
right.
and the whole thing.
Sure.
That seems like a lot of commentary.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was probably like 600-700 pages.
All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Good times.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Ryan on line 3, talking about stuff you deleted. You don't know how, but man, are you pissed. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
Hey there.
Hi.
Yeah, I accidentally recorded over about half of my wedding footage on video camera.
Oh. It was probably like a stupid game or something. What did you record?
I had a grow room set up, and I wanted to see what it looked like. So
yes.
Okay. That's yes. fantastic.
So you taped over your wedding tape with weed growing.
Yeah.
You're the
yeah.
best.
Good
you,
call.
You are the best.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for the call. By the way, there are a lot of, I'm not getting paid to say this, but there are a lot of services that you can get backups.
I know.
Like, oh, yeah, data recovery,
even,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like one of them that I use is Carbonite. And basically, you can just tell it to back up your pictures, and it's off-site on their site.
I use Mosey. It does the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So you can have a backup outside the house.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to have time for everything, but deleted the only pictures I have of my grandfather before he died. It's another great one. Laurent deleted his taxes right before he was going to send them. That's got to hurt.
Good.
But I think we're going to end on a positive note. Erasing your wedding video for a grow film, that's
yeah,
the best.
That's yeah. a topper.
That guy wins. No question. So I got yelled at a lot because David Hasselhoff called. And then David Hasselhoff told us that he's never done a drink or drugs since
yeah.
college.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And that was shocking to me. Because that was after the video came out of his daughter and him on the floor in Vegas and tell me you're going to stop.
It's just
and this
a big
is a mess.
Fat lie.
Yeah, I mean, it's well documented that he has mm-hmm. huge problems. So a couple of days ago, Ralph in the showbiz did the story that David Hasselhoff has finally now come out and admitted that, like Amy Winehouse, he might possibly have a problem.
Wow.
Finally.
Wow, that is shocking.
So we got an email from Kevin Amin listener. Jim sure would like to hear David Hasselhoff and Amy Winehouse talk about their drinking problems.
Oh, okay.
So time, ladies and gentlemen, for an instant request.
Listen up, everyone.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin
Amin. Instant request.
Well, I don't know if they know each other, but let's find out. Let's go to the lovely Amy Winehouse, first in London, out of rehab right now, I think. Hi, Amy. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oi, how you doing?
Good. We're looking for Amy Winehouse, please.
Yeah, right. This is Amy Winehouse.
All right.
And how are you feeling these days, Amy?
I'm feeling great. I've got new fake boobs.
Yes.
Yes, you sure do. They keep falling out of your top. Yeah.
They keep falling out of my top. That's great, isn't it?
It's
you get
a lot of fun.
Nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Put those away if you would. All right, let's walk up on the other line. I think we have David Hasselhoff is joining us. Hi, Dave. Welcome back to the Kevin Amin Show.
Hey, Kevin Amin. How are you?
We're good.
Big fan of K-Rock.
All right. That's
appreciate right. that. Do you know Miss Winehouse? We have her on the phone right now.
You know, I don't know Amy, but I'm a huge, huge fan. Love to get her on America's Got Talent, AGT. Yeah, love to have her on there and have her as like a guest judge or something because she is super talented. She's what this competition is all about.
Well, but I don't think she's an amateur. I mean, she already is a professional recording artist with a contract. That's not really what you do on AGT.
Right. Hey, how far is the hotel from that show you're doing? You guys
what,
are doing.
What hotel? We don't. What are you talking about?
You guys have the show, the big concert show you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not that's
you
not
come
for
on down there and get tickets for that.
No, or? We don't. That's several weeks away, and we're not really talking about that right now. But let's get back to Amy Winehouse. Amy, anything you want to say to David?
Yeah, I just want to say I loved him in Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
With a talking car.
Right.
I'll tell you, I was so loaded when I used to watch that show. I thought I was imagining Nicole was talking. I had no idea it really happened at all.
Yeah, it was real.
Yeah, he talked. That was kid.
Yeah.
Coach J. Fantastico. Yeah.
Now, Mr. Hasselhoff, I have to ask, when you admitted that you had a drug and alcohol problem the other day, I don't know. I thought it was not cool for you to drag Amy Winehouse into the story. She didn't really have anything to do with your problem.
Well, I don't really have a problem with drugs or alcohol.
What?
I don't, no. I've got an illness.
Oh.
See, it's very different. I suffer from the same illness that Amy suffers from.
I see.
And I'm treating my illness this morning with a big cup of vodka.
That's how you treat it.
That's the only cure for the illness that I have.
I don't think that's a cure. I think that might make it worse.
Have you ever had potatoes for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's
our
what I'm
database
doing.
Has
having
been
potatoes
updated.
For breakfast.
Right, but vodka
just
is
have to be distilled.
It's very different. Very different from like fries or hash browns. Or
I like that. It's a good idea.
No, you shouldn't do it either.
You ever have poppies for breakfast?
No.
I have it and then stick it in my arm.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Great, David Hasselhoff. That's effing great.
Okay.
You like it. Coach A, fantastico.
We got to stop this. Amy, you shouldn't be taking any kind of health advice from David Hasselhoff or vice versa. You guys should seriously go your separate ways.
No, we both got an illness, so we should get together and be treated together.
But your idea of treating doesn't sound like it's actual treatment.
Yeah, come get treated with me, Amy. We'll have a great time.
That's kicking in quick.
This is a mess.
Oh, David, what happened? You were fine a minute ago.
This is a mess.
Already?
Yeah.
Was that a glass of wine? Did you just burp?
I'm all right.
All right.
I'm all right.
Okay, we didn't ask.
I'm all right.
All right.
This is a mess.
Oh, see, Amy, this is why you don't want to hang out with David Hasselhoff. You see what I'm saying? We can't make out what you're saying, David.
I want to do a duet with him.
What?
Yeah, we should do a duet.
On what song?
His father needs to go to rehab, and they said...
I think it's a head.
I like it.
What?
I can't.
What was that? You all right?
I can't.
What?
I think he said, I think she could have the bit now.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Hey,
yeah. 106.7, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is way late. It is 7:51.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show once an hour. Ralph Garman comes in with the latest from Hollywood. How about some good news for a change, Ralph?
Good news?
Yeah, give us some good news.
A paparazzo just dropped dead.
Yeah. All right, then.
Okay. All right, now we're getting somewhere.
How about that? 50-year-old A.J. Sokalner. Sokalner.
Who do you work for?
He had his own company.
Oh, I see. Those guys go out and get photos, and then they just try to sell to whoever? Is that how it works?
Yeah, he's a freelancer.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The thing that killed him, 50 years old, dropped dead on the red carpet, heart attack. You know what killed him?
What?
Taking a picture of Lady Gaga's face.
Yay!
That'll do it.
I'm not kidding you. He was shooting her on the red carpet Monday night. Getting a close-up of Lady Gaga's poker face.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
Got too close.
Clutch the chest. Bum.
Wow.
Bum. Dead. Which is okay.
Man.
One less paparazzo in the world. It's okay, man. I said, oh, did you hear? Nazi passed away. Yeah, it's okay.
Right.
It's all right, man.
We're all good.
It's all right. Speaking of which, now they're starting to eat their own.
Who?
They're starting to attack each other, the paparazzi.
Oh.
There was a story in TMZ.com about Reese Witherspoon leaving the gym. And two photographers were laying in wait
trying to get their shot of her coming out. I'm sure looking all sweaty and disheveled.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Reese Witherspoon.
I did say Reese Witherspoon.
Huh. All right.
Is that okay?
They want photos of her?
Yeah, she's a big star, Kevin. I know think she looks like a dude, but she is
very
a big
dude-ish.
Star. She is a big movie star.
Sitting here waiting for Kevin to ask which gym she was coming out of.
Quite dude-ish.
Big movie star. They were stalking, waiting to snap. And apparently they got into it with each other.
Good.
A fight broke out, and they started attacking each other. Cops had to be called. They were both hauled away. And Risa said she's happy to cooperate with any investigation or prosecution involving either of the photographers. So they're starting to turn on each other.
She didn't sign up for that. She just wants to be an actress. She shouldn't have to worry about guys fighting over getting her picture coming out of the gym.
All stars want is their right to twinkle.
That's right. Thank you, Lindsay.
Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. Another day, another China. Nope.
What? Yeah.
Another day, another Disneyland. This
Why
time
did you
in
say
China.
China?
Because
oh,
it's
time.
In China. Okay. They're building the new Magic Kingdom in Shanghai.
Hey.
Construction is scheduled to start in January. Did you know it's not Disney's first Chinese theme park?
No.
They've got another one in Hong Kong. And they have since 2005.
Had no idea.
I didn't either.
Huh.
It has attracted 17 million visitors since its opening. Which That's is kind of low, I think, for China.
Considering
they have 19 billion people there and you only got 17 million since its opening in 2005. It had 17 million last weekend down in Anaheim.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Do they have any knowledge of Disney characters in China? I mean, that's the draw for a lot of kids in the United States and in Europe as you grow up with Mickey Mouse and Cinderella. And
they have all the bootleg movies.
They have access to all that.
Gene, let me ask you this question.
It's only Mulan. That's the only character they have in the whole theme park.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Sure.
Then you would know they know about it.
Well, the Chinese that are in the United States know
Chinese
about it.
Chinese Americans do. Sure.
I'm just saying, in China, they're not exactly showing the Lion King on TV. You know what I mean?
They are. That's why they call it the Ryan King.
Hey, I get an assist on that, right?
That was an alley to your roop.
Thank you.
Good news about the Oscars. They've got their hosts, Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin, will be co-hosting the event.
Right.
We've been talking about it all morning. We think it's a good idea. Steve Martin's very funny, as is Alec Baldwin, as evidenced on 30 Rock. And here's the thing I failed to realize, thanks to some listeners for pointing out to me, but these two have had a long-running gag together about battling for who will host Saturday Night Live the most.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, apparently every time one of them hosts, the other one shows up and tries to get them not to host because they both want to be the record holder for who hosted Saturday Night Live the most.
That's funny.
And most recently on Saturday Night Live, I think it was the last time that Alec Baldwin hosted, Steve Martin showed up and tried to murder him. And here's a little clip from that when they realized that maybe they shouldn't be trying to kill each other.
Wait a minute. Did you say you hosted 13 times? I hosted 14 times.
14? Yeah. Wait, let's see. October 23rd, 1976, February 26th, 1977, 1978, 1979, 1980. Oh, my God, you're right. Wow. 14 times. I'm sorry about that, Steve.
No, I apologize. I mean, I tried to kill you, and that's so wrong today.
That's so wrong today.
Today.
But only today.
To kill you.
That's funny.
So the two of them should be having a good time today. And, of course, Alec Baldwin starring on 30 Rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This comes from Kristen Dos Santos, who is an inside TV reporter over on E! She claims to have the inside knowledge of who Alec's next love interest on that show is going to be.
Okay.
According to inside sources.
A little page dude?
It's going to be, yeah. Kenneth. He's going to start banging Kenneth.
Right.
Julianne Moore joining the cast of 30 Rock.
Oh, ooh, nice.
That's good.
All right.
She'd be Alec Baldwin's new girlfriend on that show. So there's your Alec Baldwin update.
Excellent.
And because we are also mentioning Steve Martin and the fact that today is famously known as King Tut Day.
I didn't hear that anywhere else.
How do you not know King Tut Day?
Well, I mean, I looked at the news and stuff and it didn't seem to
it's
be a big presence.
It's all over the place.
I didn't see
every
it.
Year. You don't celebrate King Tut Day?
Not every year.
I do. I get out an asp and I sit in a pyramid.
Yeah.
And I usually get myself a couple Egyptian broads.
Sure.
Okay. Have them fan me with those palm fronds.
All right.
Uh-huh. I eat some grapes.
Okay.
I make them call me King Tut. His nearly intact tomb was uncovered on this very day in 1922 by Professor Carter, the famous Egyptologist from England.
And you know, it had a big thing on the outside of the tomb that said, swift death will come to those who enter here. Mm. That was really? The curse of Tut.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And Professor Carter did die.
Is that
19
right?
years later. Oh. So I don't know if that really counts as a swift death or not. But Steve Martin had a hit single with his dedication to King Tut in the late 70s.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
See, here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we educate as well as entertain.
Very timely.
So happy King Tut birthday, tomb day, everybody.
Now when you go into work, you know, you'll have something to talk about.
Yes.
Before good everybody point. Ignores you and walks away.
No, you can walk like an Egyptian.
Sure.
Great.
You could do that.
File. I'm not looking forward to this at all.
Oh, come on.
The Twitards, guys. The Twitards are driving us crazy with their movie. Oh, you guys, you don't understand how much I have to go see New Moon before it opens. I have to see it first. Please help me. I want tickets.
You know who's the worst at that?
Who?
Aisa, who works here at the station.
Aisa. Aisa, how are you, sweetheart?
Come on.
She's one of our favorite people in the world.
Yeah, we can't hate Twitards if Aisa's a Twitard, exactly. I guess. But you're exactly the type of person I'm talking about in that you're crazy and all you care about is November 20th in the whole wide world, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. And I'm crazy, but I don't think... I'm crazy because you guys love me and know that I'm obsessed, but you've never seen me be so obsessed about something.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yes.
That's
however,
true. This is odd.
I'm nowhere near as crazy. I barely scratch the surface of crazy.
Yeah, well, we'll be the judge of that.
Aisa, is it true that you're on a waiting list for Twilight perfume?
Well, I'm on a waiting list for Twilight everything. Actually, I ordered...
makeup and perfume.
The makeup, yeah, at
There's
Twilight
makeup?
Beauty. Yeah, I ordered it 2 months ago and paid for it 2 months ago, and it still hasn't gotten here, and I'm getting twi-angry about that.
How is that different, better? What?
It's Twilight.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
Okay.
But how is it better?
It sparkles.
Like his skin in the sun, you mean? It turns into diamonds or whatever it is?
And it could possibly make me a vampire. I don't know.
I'm guessing
I'm waiting
not,
to find
but
out.
All right. Good luck with that.
What about this Robert Pattinson kid? Is he... He seems super flimsy to us, yet the girls go ballistic for him.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, what's the thing?
When I read Twilight, I actually didn't picture... And I think this was my own subconscious trying to keep me from being too overly pervy.
Sure.
I didn't picture him as a young 17-year-old or 18-year-old
right.
boy. I pictured him older so that, you know...
So it worked for you.
Yeah.
How long ago did you read the first book?
When did it come out?
When was that?
2005, 3?
Okay. 2005, 3. I don't know that date. Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember the date. Long
so
time
in other
ago.
Words, you in your mind, it was like a Hugh Jackman or somebody like hunky, right, who was going to play that role.
Way
and
hunky.
Then the movies come out and they put in, you know, Robert Pattinson, who, let's face it, you
Twink.
Know. Yeah, exactly. Twink.
Well, I mean, yes. And when I saw the movie, I had high expectations, as everyone does.
Yeah.
And I was worried.
Right.
And I really was ready to think, okay, there's no way I'm going to love him. And then when I saw the film, he's beautiful. And he did
beautiful.
A great job. And in reality, he's a vampire. And he's, you know, he was born in, what, 1901?
I'm sorry.
So
can we back up to the part where you just said, in reality? Because in reality, he's not.
Kevin.
He's really not any of that.
No, he is.
Oh, I see. What is the Twilight jewelry that you bought at Nordstrom?
The bracelet. There's a charm with the crystal heart. There's a wolf. There's an apple. Do you want me to just keep going?
They have clothing, too.
I was there yesterday. Really cute t-shirts.
And they have cutouts of the characters, and then they have
a stand-up. They have an Edward stand-up.
Yep. But Aisa,
I mean, use in the alone time.
I bet you do. So you're not any different than an 11-year-old out there with a Jonas Brothers lunchbox. I mean, it's that kind of fan worship that you're getting into with Twilight, right?
Yes, to some extent. I mean,
go with nine years old. Well, I've had conversations with Aisa where I go, what? Are you, what? Really?
What? But I'm nine in so many other ways.
You are.
Anyway.
That's why we like you.
So it's okay, but I still have I don't have the fantasy of being in love with Rob Pattinson.
Yeah,
I have,
you don't follow him around.
No.
The guy you pictured in your head when you read it. That's
Edward. Absolutely.
Edward, yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Lots of fantasies.
Yeah.
No,
it's good. What we're going to do is we're going to give away tickets. We have tickets to see it before everybody else.
And what we're going to do is have people call up and stump you with questions about Twilight. Now, are you the kind of person that has that encyclopedic mind? That
I think our listeners are going to have are going to be able to stump me only because, yes, I don't have the encyclopedia
okay.
mind. However,
you know why?
Why?
Weed.
Allegedly.
Yeah, sure. That's
all right. Now, here's what we always run into every time we're doing a super fan contest. Whether I mean, it doesn't matter if it's something like this with Twilight or whether we're giving away Foo Fighters stickers or something like that. There's a difference between legitimate trivia about Twilight and minutia.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, yes.
We're not looking for a license plate in a parking lot in a scene that they walked past. I mean, that's the type of thing that
but
is just
how
is no good for
they
anybody.
Are.
Which of
we reject
Edward's,
them.
Which of Edward's shoes the strings were tied differently than the other one?
That's the last
kind of,
one.
We don't need shut up.
So, I mean, we're looking for legitimate questions about Twilight, and so you can it can be about the first movie or it can be about any four of the books, because Aisa has read them all repeated times. And look, we're one of the reasons we're putting this on is because we want to give away tickets. We want somebody to win the ticket, so at some point we hope she will get stumped. But if you are a Twitard like Aisa is and you can't wait until November 20th to see New Moon when it opens, then you can give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. We'll try to stump the Twitard when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show 24 hours from right now. At this time on tomorrow's show, the band Death Cab for Cutie will be here. They're going to be performing live in our studio. Of course, they have a song on the Twilight New Moon soundtrack that's out now. We're also going to be talking to actor Kellan Lutz on the program tomorrow. Aisa.
Oh.
Wow. He is one of the stars of the Twilight franchise, of course. He doesn't play the puppy that talks in the new movie, does he? He's not the dog that
puppy.
Talks, right?
A wolf,
it's
a,
no.
It's a wolf.
He's a vampire.
He's a vampire. Okay, so we're talking to him. Our friend Aisa is here at the studio. She, of all the people we know who love Twilight, she seems to love it the most. And she's right there with you, Twitards, getting very excited about the Kevin Bean screening that's coming up soon, a chance to see the movie before it opens in theaters. If you think you can stump her with Twilight trivia, 1-800-520-1067. If you do, you go into the drawing. It's your turn to stump the tard.
Can you stump the tard?
That's nice.
Okay, that's it.
That's nice.
All right, why don't we try...
You lie!
Oh, that's the wrong button, too. Let's try Brianna on line three. This kind of gets us started on Twilight trivia. Anything from the books or the first movie is fair game. If you can stump Aisa, you go into the drawing to see the movie before it opens. Hi, Brianna. Thanks for holding on. What's your question for Aisa?
What color were Edward's eyes when he was human?
Green.
Oh,
okay.
Man, that was right there.
Wow.
She was, no hesitation.
She was disgusted with your question. It was so easy.
I can't believe that's a plot point, to be honest. Let's try Andy on line five. Andy, thank you for calling on. For calling us, I mean. You are a gay guy, and we're happy that you're listening to the program. What's your question for Aisa?
He's macho.
In the Twilight movie, they changed the name of the biology teacher from what it was in the book originally. Can you give both names used for the biology teacher?
That seems...
And the origin of the names.
Absolutely
and
not.
And the lineage of his...
Really? You don't know that one, Aisa?
No, he spanked
me. What are they? Wait, what are they, Andy?
Yeah, in the movie, it was Mr. Molina, and in the book, they used Mr. Banner.
Ooh.
You, right. My friend, are
macho.
Too far gone. Something. You came up with that question and those answers.
Yep.
All right.
I like.
Hold on. You're in the drawing.
He better be getting these tickets for a check. That's the only thing I can say. That's his only defense. All right. Let's try Raina. Raina is on line six with another question, another shot at stumping the tard. Hi, Raina. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to ask, what tribe is Jacob Black from?
Quileutes.
Yeah, come on.
Booyah.
Come on, you got to bring something better.
Don't come in our house with that.
Stump a tard!
Joe is on line seven on the Kevin and Bean Show. Joe trying to win tickets to see Twilight before it opens. Go ahead.
What city, in New Moon, what city does Edward just commit suicide in?
In, that he tries to commit suicide
in? Decides.
It's Volterra, and I think it's at St. Marcus in Italy.
That's correct.
All right.
She is correct.
Look at that.
Sorry,
come on.
Stump a tard!
Let's try Whitney, line three. Now, so far, only one person, the dude, is in the drawing, right, for the tickets, if I'm keeping track correctly. Hi, Whitney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. What does the locket say that Bella gives?
Oh, my God. What does the locket say?
I can't believe I don't know this.
Oh, you said this is embarrassing.
It is, because
is
I have the
looking at you
because
like you're
I
an
have
idiot?
The locket.
You have it?
You yes.
God. You are something.
I am. I told you.
Okay, you don't remember?
I can't remember.
Wow. What was it?
What is it?
More than my own life.
Oh, thank you.
More
wow.
So
Whitney,
I think you
should go to the movie and Aisa shouldn't. How about that?
I agree.
You should take Aisa's place.
That was cold.
All right, hang on. You are in the drawing. Let's try. Let's try Diane. This question may have significance to Twilight lovers on line two. Hi, Diane. You're on the air with Aisa. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hi. Who is Elizabeth Mason?
Who is Elizabeth Mason?
Is that Edward's mom?
Yes.
How do you know these random things?
Standard.
Because his name is Edward Mason Anthony Cullen.
Oh, yeah. Dear God.
That's very scary. Hey, he's not eligible for the game, but Ryan has a question for you. So he just wrote in. Why is it that the emo vampire Fruit Loop was born in 1901, as you said, and is therefore more than 100 years old? Isn't he the ultimate pedophile for hooking up with some dopey-looking hippie wannabe 15-year-old?
Aren't I the ultimate pedophile for wanting to hook up with him?
Good point.
Paging to catch a predator.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's try Vanessa. Vanessa is on line 7. This one could be pretty picky, but let's see if Aisa can come up with it.
Hi, Vanessa. What's your question?
Hello. In the book New Moon, who's the first person to get sick with the stomach flu?
First person to get the flu in the book New Moon.
Oh, wow.
Don't look over at your phone.
I'm not.
This is all on
you. I can't believe that's a thing.
Is that an important part?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on. Come on, Aisa.
Aisa.
I'm going to guess Charlie.
Charlie?
No.
No.
Who is it?
It's Angela.
Oh, okay.
That
she's
bitch.
Disgusted with herself.
That bitch.
It doesn't matter. It's all about Edward anyway.
Hold on.
You can't get them all because we wouldn't have anyone to get
That's
tickets.
True. You're on Team Edward?
Oh, of course I'm on Team Edward.
Yeah.
Edward's on my chest
I'm on
right
team
now.
Look black, at her chest. I'm on Team Black Spiky Hair Girl.
Actually,
yes.
Actually.
I'm on
well,
team.
You're on the right team because Ashley Green has naked photos on the internet. Yeah. All right. Do we want to go on? Do we want to make more eligible, or are we out of time and
well,
we need
we
to make a drawing
have
here?
Two, right?
We have three.
We have three. Let's do one more. We have time.
Okay.
Let's try Christina then. Christina is on line 8. You are the last contestant to stump the tard. Go ahead.
Stump the tard.
Who turned Jasper into a vampire?
Who turned Jasper into a vampire?
Marie?
Maria.
Thank you.
I think that was close enough. Think, yes.
Close enough. Okay. Sorry you're not in the draw. All right, so we have three folks vying to win the tickets. All right, Aisa, you get to pick who gets to go see Twilight instead of you.
All right. There you go.
Andy!
Andy!
Yay, boy!
This is the biology teacher twink guy.
That's right.
That was on the phone.
Yay!
Congratulations,
Thank
dude.
You.
You're twitastic.
Thanks for playing the game.
Stump the Tard!
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's the semifinals, Los Angeles Galaxy versus Chivas USA. How many teams in MLS soccer in the playoffs right now when we're at the semifinals level? Is it like 8 teams left or something like that?
I think. Yeah, I'm not sure.
We're going to be talking to one of the Galaxy's biggest stars, of course, Landon Donovan, going to be joining us about a half an hour or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we got the Afro lineup for you at 323-520-AFRO. This is our answering machine. Our friend Jimmy Kimmel came up with the name and the number. You can call it 24 hours a day and leave a message, then we play it back on the radio.
November. It's almost Thanksgiving. Why the f*** are they still playing baseball?
Good point. It doesn't go on forever.
If it ends up going to game 7, I think it's like November 7th or something like that is the last game. It's crazy, right, for a summer sport.
We were mentioning yesterday that we love beatboxing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not very good. Got to be honest.
That's like he had an accident, to tell you the truth.
Mike, what was the tea that you and Amber Heard were talking about?
Kombucha.
Kombucha. That's what this call is about. Apparently, it's tea that's fermented a certain amount.
Basically, it's rotted.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa May, speaking about kombucha, I'd like to stick my spoon into your kombucha and stir it up, if you know what I mean.
Don't know what you mean.
No, what do you mean? That's super vague.
Yeah, I don't mean anything at all.
I don't understand it.
Really.
We were talking just before Halloween about the fact that Psycho Mike's parents live in a kind of an upscale neighborhood, and kids get bussed in from all over the city to get the good candy for Halloween. And Mike would stand at the door and ask their zip code and then just have them move on. Keep moving, youngster.
Screw you, Psycho Mike. I'll go to whatever neighborhood I want to trick-or-treat. As a matter of fact, I'm going to Miss Cleo's house because I heard she got some mail. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not all that hard to
figure out. Yeah.
This one came in on Monday.
Hey, guys. November 2nd, Halloween's over. Is it too early to request Santa Claus? Santa Claus, make it happen.
Love Santa Carl.
Well, I'm going to suggest I do two.
Too early.
But too early, yeah.
Yeah, too early, right.
You got to kind of wait for
but next week.
Hey, we still have the call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline to look forward to, though. We do have that, and we already are starting to get requests about that this year.
And by look forward to, you mean dreading? No. there's something that all of us can agree on. I mean, let's face it. Certain people like certain music, other people hate it. You know what I mean? Everybody, mm-hmm. Everything seems to be polarizing except for one topic.
Hey, Mike, we all talked it over, and we're going to need you to shut the f*** up.
See, finally, a hero emerges to speak for America.
See, no, that guy, he didn't just call with his opinion. He said we all talked it over.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's consensus. And apparently this girl's still not happy.
Don't you understand? What part? Is it the shut or the f***? What the f*** don't you understand?
We're assuming she was calling about Mike also,
yeah,
right?
I'm sure she was. Okay.
Yeah.
People who drive are bad. Most drivers suck. Let's be honest.
Most drivers think they're good, and they're not.
I'm pretty much the only good driver. But having said that, this guy was driving at night and apparently having a little bit of trouble, so he thought of calling the Afroline.
Oh, my God. What is this black, inky substance obscuring my vision while I'm driving? What is this anomaly? I've never seen this before. It's nighttime, God damn it. People are not drive in the nighttime. Nothing new.
He says while driving at night in the rain, talking to us on
his
cell
phone. Yeah.
But he was doing fine, apparently. I mean, he sounded like he
crashed right after he hung up.
He could have. That's possible. We did a thing yesterday where we highlighted the fact that Bean's in a rush. And we don't know why exactly, but he shortens stuff. Doesn't need to be shortened. Like Desi was the name of somebody who called. He shortened it to Des. Really? Enough time for E?
Very busy. Very busy. Really? Got a lot of stuff.
What about Ralph? He's in a rush, too. He can't even say session. He says sesh. Who the hell says sesh? Well, now I do. Every time I have band practice, they go, that was a good sesh. God damn it.
See? Yeah. Catches on.
The answer, musicians, those of us that are in bands know.
Yeah, we know.
Those of you that aren't in bands probably will never understand. That's just the way it works, you know?
Hi there, Kev and B. Especially you, B, you and your stupid goddamn, GD upbreed. You know what? Argar's right. You are an Artard. By the way, hi, El May, and Sai Mai, and Oka, and M. Klee.
All right. Look how much time that dude saved.
And finally, we have a listener that called in about Dave the King of Mexico and his undying, inexplicable passion for the worst team in the NBA, the Clippers.
Mm. Hey, since the Clippers finally won a game a week into the season, there's no stopping them now. You can't shut Dave up after that win against Minnesota the other night.
Clippers! I love you, King of Mexico. Go Clippers.
Woo! Here's the song this year. It's just the latest in a long line of songs where Dave the King of Mexico at the beginning of the season is super excited, and then near the end everything falls apart, but at least he's got this.
Can you feel it in the air?
Yeah.
Change is coming.
Nope.
I'm addicted to this team.
I'm ready.
Red, white, blue is all I need.
What's up?
Can't be scared when we are down.
Uh-huh.
Know that things will turn around.
That's right.
Only thing that's on my mind.
What up?
Will the Clips run this town tonight?
Clippers!
Will the Clips run this town tonight?
Clipper Nation!
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Clips will run this town.
CLIPPERS, this is Clipper Nation. Pledge your allegiance, put your jersey on, put on anything. Represent the Clippers all day, every day. Our fans are not stars, not Kardashians. I'll talk more than just about anyone. This is my familia, Blake can be a savior. But for now, let me get back to my rager. Barron brings it down and then lights it up. Dancing Daryl gets the crowd going and all pumped. And yeah, I'm saying bingo. When we get those threes flowing, ready or not, you become a fan before you even know it. Hold up.
Thornton came in and tell fair.
Yep.
Candy and Gordon will lead us there.
That's right.
So keep doing what you do.
What?
And your friends will stick by you.
Word.
Victory is in our grasp.
Yeah.
About time we kick some ass.
Right.
Only thing that's on my mind.
Yeah.
Will the Clips run this town?
Let's go.
LA.
Yeah.
LA.
Uh-huh.
And every year I say this is the year. But you know what? This is it. This is the year where we make a run at the NBA championship. Yep. Big shout out to Blake Griffin, Baron Davis, Eric Gordon, Marcus Camby, and everyone else on the team. This is Dave, the King of Mexico, representing the Clipper Nation forever. What's up?
Hey, if there's one thing I know, it's that 1 in 5 is the way to start running this town.
I like it. I like it. It's a hit. I think I'll keep watching it.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. If you're a Foo Fighters fan and you're one of the 10,000 people who has written to us over the last 10 years going, hey, what about that acoustic version of Everlong? Where can I get that? We finally have an answer for you. Foo Fighters Greatest Hits is available for downloading in the stores. And Dave took our advice and put it on there. So it's there now.
So there, so stop.
So there. Right.
So you're taking credit for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, every time we've seen Dave Grohl for the past 10 years, we've said to him, "Please put this out so that people can buy it, so that people quit asking us for it."
You know
that's
what else?
All.
He's never done it.
You know what else? A lot of people
now
don't realize.
Has, right.
Bean and I wrote this song as well.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat now for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Not only is it a Wednesday, but it is King Tut Day. You know, we've been celebrating King Tut Day all day. On this date, back in 1922, King Tut's tomb was uncovered, almost fully intact. The boy king.
9 years old.
King Tutankhamun. And so I got this email from listener Mike from Huntington Beach. Dear Ralph, longtime fan, I was wondering if you could celebrate King Tut Day in true Kevin and Bean style. By style, I mean get all big-boobed Egyptian workers on your show to put on bikinis and do jumping jacks.
Okay, all right.
Tried it. Doesn't work.
We once tried that, Mike, and sadly, all Egyptian workers on this show back out of their wagers. Yeah, that happens to them. Can't trust the Egyptians, it turns out.
That's true.
So found out King Tut, when he was murdered at the age of 19, became king at 9. By the way,
yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Had a good 10-year run, 9. Yeah,
I think he had like a family connection or something. I don't think he campaigned for and then won that election fair and square.
He did.
I don't know. To me, it just seemed like they gave it to him
at 9. You're like, bring me more Legos. Just ordering people around, chocolate chip cookies now. Awesome.
That would be awesome.
I got some red hot news, guys.
Really?
Red hot news.
All right.
This is the scoop of what happened last night at the Kardashian celebrity boxing matches.
That was last night.
That was last night. I got some inside info. It happened last night. Kardashian Charity Knockout, the event was called, at the Commerce Casino here in Southern California last night. Apparently the first of the Kardashians in the ring was Rob, 22. He's the brother of Kim, Khloe, and Courtney.
Okay.
And the two midgets, too, the little ones. I don't know their names. So it doesn't matter.
Right.
He stepped into the ring and promptly had his ass kicked.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. They don't identify who won. What it was you had to bid, and whoever the high bidder was could get into the ring with one of the Kardashians and box them.
Right.
Which sounds like just a dumb idea.
It sure does. Yeah.
Because none of the Kardashians are boxers.
Zero.
And you don't know who's bidding. And the odds are you're going to get in the ring with somebody who's got an axe to grind or wants to beat up a reality show star.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you will get snot bubbled is what will happen to you.
Snot bubbled?
Yes.
Never heard of that. I like that.
Well, turns out Rob got in there and got his ass kicked to the point where Kim had to jump into the ring and call the fight off. That's embarrassing when your little sister jumps in the ring.
And
calls the fight off.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently the event was stalled for about an hour while the family gathered backstage to decide what to do about the rest of the boxing matches.
There's no one in that brain trust of a family that thought, what if we get hurt? Come on!
Before this event?
This was a shock to them?
Kim apparently reemerged, got into the ring, then lost her match. Someone beat up Kim. That's not nice.
This is the one that really turned my stomach about the whole event. We don't want to see anybody hit Kim in the face, right?
Did she fight a woman?
No. She fought a woman, yeah. But apparently went down in a flurry of punches, says this report.
Oh, come on.
Then her stepdad, Olympian Bruce Jenner, showed he's still got some gas in the tank and apparently won his match.
Is that right?
Wow. Well, that's good.
Khloe Kardashian and Scott Disick, the on-again, off-again boyfriend and sperm donor to Courtney, backed out of their matches. They opted not to fight.
They quit.
Khloe didn't fight?
Khloe didn't fight. Someone.
She was the only one with the physique for boxing.
That was the only one I had any money on. No matter who wins the charity bidding, Khloe will kill them or bite them.
Absolutely.
Take a bite out of them.
She should have fought the guy that beat up her brother.
She could have fought everyone there at the same time. Steel cage match. Just hulked out. Just tossing people around the ring. been awesome. So there's
I picture Chloe at this charity event, like King Kong being wheeled out on stage in the movie theater, you know, right before he breaks his chains and goes on a wild rampage.
You can see all
like
the...
Like semi-pro and Will Ferrell's character.
Right, right. The bear, right.
Run! You like soda?
That's a terrible event.
You will be able to see all the action on a future episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which, of course, airs on E. So there's your update on what happened. So disappointed Chloe didn't take somebody out.
No kidding.
But for sure that was going to happen. Casting news. New series in the works on Fox called Jack and Dan. A cop buddy series about a young by-the-book cop who gets partnered with a drunken, lecherous, wild-card cop.
Wow, that's a fresh
Does not sound like idea. A fresh concept, however. The casting has me interested. Colin Hanks is playing the young cop, who you may know as the priest from Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
He was in that movie, The House Bunny, with Anna Faris, played the romantic lead opposite her in that.
Sure.
He's Tom Hanks' son.
Sure.
Yeah.
Very talented young actor. And Bradley Whitford. From The West Wing. We'll be playing the drunken, lecherous older cop.
Oh, that might be fun.
So, could be a funny duo. Mm-hmm. We'll get to see that in the fall. Gerard Butler continues his record, post-300, of never again making a movie that I want to see.
Yeah.
I don't know how he has managed this, but in a row, he has continued to make movies I have no interest in whatsoever. He's just signed up to star in Ralph Fiennes' upcoming film, Coriolanus. The screenplay adapted from the Shakespeare play, Coriolanus.
I'm sorry, can I hear the name again, please?
Coriolanus.
Okay, that sounds like it's already the porn title.
No,
it doesn't it?
Yeah, the actual name of the Shakespearean play. He will
Not interested.
He will star opposite Ralph Fiennes, William Hurt, and Vanessa Redgrave in this film that I guarantee you no one will go see.
Yeah.
So, there you go. And it has been announced that Eminem will be performing on your television sets soon. He has been signed to perform at the AMAs, the American Music Awards.
Huh.
Long time since we've seen Eminem perform on television. He's joining a lineup of performers, which includes Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Jennifer Lopez, the Black Eyed Peas, Adam Lambert, and Lady Gaga. ABC will air these ceremonies live from the Nokia Theater here in Los Angeles, California, on Sunday, November the 22nd, so you can check it out. Have you seen the commercials for the DJ
DJ Hero?
DJ Hero, yeah. With Eminem and was it
Jay-Z?
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Doo Ah Diddy Combs is 40 years old today. Matthew McConaughey turns 40 years old. Jeff Probst from Survivor is 48. Ralph Macchio also turns 48 years old today. Our buddy Kathy Griffin is 49. Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond. She played Raymond's mom on that show. She's 79 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
People are going to have their criticism and say what they want about me not being in Europe, but I love L.A. LA.
Shoot and score. Perfect ball for Donovan. Second touch needs to be through. Donovan. Yes. Hat trick. Beckham chips it back in. The header and a goal. Landon Donovan. Isaac scores his sixth goal of the season. A wonder goal from Donovan. His 12th of the season.
The United States nearly turned the soccer world upside down when Landon Donovan put up a second goal in the first half against world power Brazil.
Landon Donovan, or Charlie Davies, who corners Andre Santos. Back to Donovan. It's going to be 2-0 here. What a situation. Yeah, 2-0. Landon Donovan.
Inside Donovan. The Galaxy lead. Donovan with his 15th playoff goal.
Mr. Most Valuable Player, Landon Donovan, back on the Kevin and Bean Show, back on the field this Sunday at the Home Depot Center in Carson. We're talking about Game 2 of the Conference Semifinals, Galaxy versus Chivas USA. Hey, Landon, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Good morning and happy King Tut Day.
And to you as well. So, you guys have quite the history playing Chivas, but it's a little special, something a little different this time around for you guys.
It's fun, man. We're playing our rival team. I think in other sports you have teams that play in your same city, but I don't think there's many teams that play in the same stadium and that see each other on a daily basis. So
yeah, you both play at Home Depot. So
correct.
So last Sunday you were the away team.
Correct.
At your home stadium.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then this coming Sunday, they're the away team at their home stadium.
Right. All it means basically is you line up on the different side of the hallway when you walk out, you take the other bench, but everything else is the same.
And the fans, there was a huge amount of Chivas fans
on
Sunday.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Actually, our fans came out
pretty
heavily, too. It was good. It was a good game. It was fun.
You guys seem to push and shove and not like them much. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, the game, this time of year when you're in any sport, I think in the playoffs, it gets a little more intense. And with them, there's an added element because we see them all the time. So there's kind of that natural animosity. It's fun, though.
Now, for those of you that don't follow the MLS, the playoffs, you play the team twice. So they play the last time, they're going to play them this Sunday.
Right.
Then you just add all the goals up, and whoever has more
moves
on.
Oh.
Right. So in theory, there's supposed to be a home field advantage. But what you do is you play the team at their home place and then the team at your home place, and whoever scores the most wins. But in this case, it's kind of the whole home field thing is a little bit skewed.
And you tied the first one. Last game was 2-2, so now it all comes down to this game.
Right, so basically we didn't even have to play that game.
Yeah, right.
We might well.
When you put it that way, yeah.
Do you
exactly.
like this kind of pressure? Do you like it coming down to one
game?
You do?
Well, for us, for 3 years, we haven't been in the playoffs. So to have a game that's this meaningful and to be playing at this point of the season, I think it's fun for all of us.
Now, when you were you guys were playing, I think it was Seattle. It was the last game when you took over the first spot,
mm-hmm.
and you were trying to pass it into the middle and went off the defender's foot in their own goal.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That
you
guy
think
has
I tried
to be
that?
Such no. It looked like you're trying to pass, but
I was trying to pass.
But that guy must have been so bummed. It was a defender.
Well, think of all that has to go wrong for that to go in the goal, you know, to go off his foot at that right angle, to go over the goalie and whatever. But whatever, they all count, man.
It went in and landed. Was, you know, they were celebrating. They were happy, but he was just like, well, all right.
They can't really sell it. We get mad at guys if they celebrate a goal like that because it's like, that's not your goal, dude. You didn't try to do
right.
that.
Yeah. It was just luck and it happened to go in and that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But.
Exactly.
Landon, you know from being on the show multiple times in the past that Kevin is the biggest Galaxy fan. You know, he's out there at all the games. You can probably hear his
so
tiny little
like
voice in the stadium. But he has been obsessed lately with a physical freak show oddity that you have on your team.
Well, your goalie, Donovan Ricketts, is amazing.
I know.
He's like 6'11", and he's like 200 pounds. He's like the Incredible Hulk back there.
He's a freaking... You should see this guy with his shirt off. He's like the most ripped guy on the team. Usually goalies are like a little pudgy.
Right.
Kind of, you know, whatever. This guy's a machine.
He is a machine. But
yeah,
here's the part that fascinates me. His ears are so small. His ears are smaller now than mine were when I was born. He's got like his ears are the size of a quarter.
I don't really pay attention to
you need
ears,
to look at
honest.
It. You're going
to
look now. The next time you see him, you're going to go, wow, your ears are small.
I'll see him in 5 minutes, so I'll tell him.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Well, let me ask you this, Landon. Have you noticed? Is he deaf or can he hear?
Well, sometimes when there's, I don't know, miscommunication, you sometimes wonder, but he's a pretty bright guy. He's a sharp guy.
I'm so jealous because I have the Dumbo ears, and that's just...
Yeah, you do. You got the biggest ears in America. You sound, and I know that you're a fairly, you know, laissez-faire casual guy, Landon. You seem to, you know, thrive under big pressure games, but you sound so loose right now for what is ahead. I mean, it just sounds like you're having the time of your life.
Well, it's fun, man. And if you can't enjoy this, I mean, we're playing soccer for a living, so you can't take it too serious, but if you can't enjoy this, then you shouldn't be here. And I, like I said, we haven't been in this situation for 3 years, so I'm just excited about it. I'm excited for Sunday.
So conference semifinals game 2 is Galaxy against Chivas. It is at Home Depot. It's Sunday at 4:30.
Yep.
And show up and be loud.
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a blast.
Cool. Landon Donovan, thanks very much. The U.S. national team, before we go, they already qualified for the World Cup, right?
We have qualified.
Yes.
We wait December 4th. They do the draw to see what teams you play. So that's kind of marked that on your calendar. That should be interesting.
December 4th. All
yeah.
right.
Be very careful going down there to South Africa, though, because I saw that District 9, man. Seriously, you can't.
I saw that movie, too.
I mean, that is going to wreak havoc with the playoffs. Let's be honest.
I'm hoping there won't be any aliens.
Maybe you get one of those dudes to play on your team. You know, a ringer.
Yeah, those guys are sweet. I kind of had compassion for those guys. I kind of like felt sorry for those guys, the aliens at one point.
Yeah, me too. But you know they're not real, right?
Oh, they're not.
No, they're not.
People who haven't seen the movie are like, what are these?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Exactly. Landon, you're the best, dude. We always love having you on the Kevin Beecher. Have a great game this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
This is weird, but Alex is telling us that our friend Tommy Lee is on the phone. I don't know what Tommy would be calling about, but we haven't talked to him in a while. Tom?
Yeah. All right. Hey, dudes.
Hey, what's going on?
You know, everything's A-OK. Rip and shred till you're dead.
All right.
yeah.
Hey, what are you calling about, though?
All right. It's Miller time.
You don't drink, Tommy Lee. You're actually on the wagon. What's going on out there?
Yeah, you got it. Wink, wink, brother. Rocking and roll. Living the lifestyle. You know, It's like turbojet fuel and pedal to the metal in the fast lane. That's how I'm living. All right.
Yeah, I understand all that is true. But right, what Kevin was asking, why did you call us, though? Why are you? Why are you?
I heard on your show.
Yeah.
A week ago, I was listening. I was so excited to find out I'm going to be in Men in Black, the new one.
Ralph did a story about Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
And
MIB 3, starring Tommy Lee.
No, but his story was that he's not sure if Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith are going to come back. And it's hardly a movie without them.
Right.
Tommy Lee Jones.
What?
Tommy Lee Jones.
The actor Tommy Lee Jones, the one who was in the other Men in Black movies. That's who we were talking about, you.
Bro.
Yes?
Dude.
Yes?
I never saw any of those other ones. But
they were really good.
I mean, either way, I'm ready to take on that role. And if you want to call me, you know, Jones,
no.
I'm down. You know, every once in a while, I Jones for stuff. I mean,
No.
It's like, hey, with acting, all the world it is a stage, you know? And
what?
Go for the gold.
Right. Okay, but here's the thing. You're not an actor, and Tommy Lee Jones is the...
Contraire. Have you ever seen a little movie where I'm driving a boat with my dong?
Yes.
Well, I have seen
that.
That's true.
Pam Anderson's guts?
Yes.
You were very good at that. That was your best work.
Highest grossing films in the world, dude.
No, you're right. I forgot about that. You're absolutely right. But what I'm saying is you're not likely to step into a big motion picture role. I mean, this is a heavy-duty, like, A-list actor role in a franchise like Men in Black.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Nothing personal. It's just we're talking about Tommy Lee Jones. Just a misunderstanding.
What you just said was pretty bananas, but
I'm sorry, Tommy. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. You're a great guy. We love you, but you're not going to be in this movie. That's all.
Have you ever noticed when you eat asparagus, your pee-pee smells all funny?
Yeah.
I don't... Rock and roll.
All right, thank you.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Kramer is here with our final look at the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Happy King Tut Day!
There we go.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! Woo!
Happy birthday to King Tut.
Not his birthday.
Death Day.
The day we discovered his tomb. Which, Kevin, it's one of the few Egyptian tombs ever uncovered that remained almost completely intact. Mm-hmm. The grave robbers hadn't gotten to it. Age hadn't ruined it. It was a treasure trove of archaeological wonders.
Yes.
And King Tutankhamun... The young boy king of Egypt, we have all of his artifacts that we've gone on display and toured the country many times.
Not interested.
Did you ever go see the King Tut exhibit when it came through whatever town?
Hell to the yeah.
You did? Okay. Because I know that was one of those things that people had to buy advance tickets. It always sold out and people lined up around the block to get in for.
It was just here again in L.A. not too long ago. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, though.
You know how Lindsay Lohan's dad celebrated King Tut Day?
Oh, no.
By releasing some audio tapes he made of his daughter in various states of sadness.
What?
Why is he taping her?
Why would he do ass. That?
He's a scumbag, basically. We're not quite sure why he's releasing these private moments with his daughter, but... as tragic and horrible as they are, she would like to play them for you. You want to hear a little snippet?
Sure.
You want to hear a little snippet of
Lindsay
Lohan in enormous emotional anguish, crying and saying that no one cares about me?
Wouldn't you think that her dad, normal dads, forget her dad, normal dads would do everything they could to keep this out of the press?
Yeah, you'd think so.
All right, here it is.
I want someone else in there. I'm constantly ending to be the only person that they're there for. And that's not what I am. I love you three so much. Even though mommy says that I'm looking at her, and then she's like defending and say what she says to me on the phone. She doesn't back me. Stand by me. Why? I'm fine. And no one cares about keeping me calm, by the way. No one cares enough that much. It's never about that. It's about how they feel, not how I feel. No, it's not about me. It's never been about me. Unless they fight for it.
Wow.
Here's what I take away from that. She needs a new phone.
Or he needs a new recorder.
That phone is not clear.
I couldn't make out any of that. What's the gist of it, Ralph?
I've been out crying.
No one cares about me. They don't, by the way. It's about how they feel, not about how I feel. It's not about me. It's never been about me unless I fight for it. She says regarding her relationship with her mother and the people that she works with and her hanger-ons and the people guiding her career.
Okay.
So she calls to her father, crying, obviously in emotional turmoil, trying to find a shoulder to lean on to complain about this stuff. He records their conversation and then releases it to the press today.
Wow.
Super dude.
Good man.
Dr. Drew needs to adopt Lindsay Lohan and get her right. That's what needs to happen. Yeah. No, not like that at all. No, he needs to get her some help.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means, but
I think you should give that a rest, Ralph.
It's just sad. It's just sad.
It's just sad.
Michael, by the way, has told the New York Post, page 6, that he wants to try to obtain legal conservatorship of Lindsay.
Wow.
Like Jamie Spears did with his daughter, Britney, back in 2008.
He's just awful.
He says he wants her life under his control so he can get her back into rehab and get her career and personal life back in order.
Look, she needs all that, but he's not the person to do it.
Come on, Lisa. He just released that very personal audio tape. Can't you tell
he has
her best interests at heart?
He does care. That's clear.
Oh, Lisa, thank God you don't have any kids because you just don't know the first thing about raising them.
I don't understand.
You do not get it.
I sure hope King Tut Day cheers Lindsay up.
How could it not?
I sure do, too. You know what, cheer up? A little Steve Martin singing King Tut, the theme of King Tut Day. A little of that. That'll cheer everybody up. Let's hear a little Steve Martin.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
Pretty sure he wasn't born in Arizona. I don't know much about King Tut, but
song says he was.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't born in Arizona.
But then he moved to Babylonia.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I've heard people say, you know, Steve Martin's touring now with his banjo album, his bluegrass album.
Bluegrass band, right?
And when he comes out for his encore, that's the song he does.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Oh, that one I'd like to hear. No, that one I'd like to hear, but you have to sit through the banjo for a whole show.
Yeah, bluegrass banjo music.
Nope.
The reason Steve is in the news, not just because it's King Tut Day, which we celebrate, of course, every year here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Never done it before.
But because he has just been tapped to host next year's Oscars, along with his buddy Alec Baldwin.
Great choice. Yep. I didn't even know they were dating.
They aren't. They're just pals.
Oh, I see.
Martin has hosted the Oscar telecast twice before. Baldwin never has. But he is more than qualified. I think he'll do a good job and be very funny, and they will be a good compliment to each other.
That's a strange thing. I'm sure you don't know any of the details, but they're not going to come out at the same time and like play off each other, are they?
I think they probably will initially.
They will. Okay.
I think they'll come out and riff and do some jokes and stuff together, and then they'll probably split up hosting duties throughout the rest of the evening. But they're very funny together. They've been on Saturday Night Live together many times. They appear together, and they do a good job.
Both funny dudes.
Yes. You know who's not a funny dude? Michael Irvin of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, he is.
Well, he's funny when he says that it's his buddy's pipe. He got booted off Dancing with the Stars last night.
Oh, yeah. See him go.
Yeah. The thing was, everyone in the city of Philadelphia stood up and gave a standing ovation as they carted him off the show. I don't know what that means, but see, they were very happy when he got injured.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Because he was trouble.
Also gone was Iron Chef America host Mark Dacascos. Really? Is this Dancing with the Stars still we're talking about?
Yeah, what happened to the stars?
Mark Dacascos. And bad news for some friends of ours who are recently reformed in a little band called Sublime. I don't know if you heard yesterday, but a judge brought down an injunction against Eric and Bud on behalf of Bradley Nowell's estate and is prohibiting them from using the name Sublime when they tour or record.
Really?
That hurts.
According to us.
Yeah.
From what I heard, that the name was his, everything was his, Bradley's. And, you know.
Wow.
Bradley trademarked the band's name under his own name. He owned the name. And his family, since his death in 96, have been very protective of that name. They let Eric and Bud work under Long Beach Dub All-Stars when they reformed that band.
Right.
But they tried to go back out with Rome as Sublime, and now the family has stepped in. and has gotten a legal injunction from a judge yesterday saying they absolutely cannot use the name and filed a lawsuit. So until that lawsuit is settled, that injunction means they can't use the name.
So whatever shows they want to do together, they have to be the band who's not known as Sublime or something like that.
Right.
They got to make it clear that they're not pretending to be Sublime.
They have to be Sublime, not Sublime. Because Rome would
different,
be the
least. Different Rome, not the same
what?
Guy.
What?
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven says, soy milk gave me man boobs.
Huh?
Jeremy Piven.
Yes?
Who has had a long battle with various kinds of foods. Remember sushi gave him mercury poisoning.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's right, yeah.
Says he had to quit drinking soy milk because he found out it was giving him breasts.
Look at me! I've got girl boobs!
Piven was drinking 12 cups of soy milk a day, and apparently soy has a lot of estrogen in it. Or creates your, it causes your body to create excess of estrogen and right. depletes your testosterone.
Let's go to the resident doctor of the Kevin Amin Show, Psycho Mike. Does that sound accurate
to
you?
True.
No.
It's not true.
There's been a lot of studies that to try to prove that the phytoestrogens in soy will create estrogen in men, but they've been soundly disproven lately. Actually, really recently. But he's always battled man boobs, like for years. So I don't understand why that would be something that developed from...
Well, he has something to blame it on now.
He's an excuse, yeah.
Anyway, he said, I've had to put the soy milk down. It's a very confusing time. It was a very confusing time for me. Wow. He said that as a joke, which is kind of sure. funny. But
is it weird having boobs?
So, yeah. So he's off the soy milk.
Huh. Good to know.
Though it has proven recently and lately not to be true. According to Mike.
He's pretty swole, though. I mean, he's like in good shape.
Does anyone
yeah, he does. He's very limber. He does a lot of yoga. You know, he's extremely limber.
Does anyone use more words to say less than Psycho Mike?
No, nope. Absolutely not.
100% no.
I was looking for a bright side to this story that soy milk makes your boobs grow because I was thinking that's great news for the ladies. But apparently Mike's saying it doesn't have anything to do with it at all.
Lately, recently, as of late, recently, yesterday, this week, lately, recently, no.
Clock.
That's what he said. Clock.
I wish we had time to get into Psycho Mike's Halloween costume. Still makes me laugh. Today's celebrity birthdays. Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond is 79 years old today. She's a funny, funny actress.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Kathy Griffin, speaking of funny ladies, is 49 years old today. Ralph Macchio celebrates his 48th birthday. He, of course, the Karate Kid. Still looks uncannily young for his age.
Yeah, he looks 20 years old. He really does.
He looked 12 when he was 21, and now he looks like he's about 30.
I have a clip.
48.
If you'd like to hear a clip.
A clip from The Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Sweet! Right.
Sweep the leg! Sweep the leg!
Well, now you're getting into Karate Kid 2 now.
Is this the director's cut?
There's that.
Oh, I forgot that one. That was the close.
That was Hillary Swank coming in for the third one right there. That last
Swank. Survivor host Jeff Probst is also 48 years old today. Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Dua Diddy Combs is 40 years old. And actor Matthew McConaughey is 40 years old today. My old buddy from Two for the Money. Oh, I remember us sitting around the set of Two for the Money. Me.
Getting food.
Matt. Pacino. Yucking it up. Sharing tales. Stories of the old days of Hollywood.
I don't
good times.
Involved in any
and Piven. Piven was there, too. We're all there. Huh? Piven was drinking soy milk, and Matthew was having beef, because it's what's for dinner.
Right, sure.
And Pacino was going, what do I do to get a latte? And I would go get him a latte. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have Death Cab for Cutie in our studio performing live.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good band.
Luke Robitaille going into the NHL Hall of Fame. We have Robert Hilburn, who's written a book called Cornflakes with John Lennon. He pretty much has interviewed every band that has ever existed in history.
Yeah.
He does tell some great stories about things like taking Bono to Bob's Big Boy, which was the number one thing Bono wanted to do when he first came to U2, on tour in America with U2, was go to Bob's Big Boy and talk Elvis. That's how
goal?
They spent their evening. That was his goal, is go to Bob's, yeah.
Remember his last book, Lucky Charms with Ringo?
Yeah.
Oh, that
this
was,
is the sequel, though.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
We also have tickets for Twilight New Moon. You can see it before everybody else. And speaking of that, we're going to talk to Kellen Lutz, who plays Bobby Cullen. Bobby Timmy.
Timmy.
Cullen.
I think he plays.
I think it is Emmett. I think you're right, Lisa.
Emmett.
Emmett. Cullen Emmett.
Emmett Cullen.
Emmett Smith.
No.
He is not the singing puppy, though, from the New Moon movie, right?
Wolf and no.
Okay.
And no one sings. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I can't keep track of all the stuff that you twitards.
That's all tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away, though. How about 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next with our friend Kat Corbett? We got the new one from Pearl Jam called Just Breathe. We also have some Phoenix on the way, System of a Down.
Find out.
Kings of Leon, Smashing Pumpkins, and more next after this on K-Rock.
No time, Ralph Macchio.
Here's my baby.
Sweep the leg, Johnny! Sweep the leg! Put it in a body bag! Cobra Kai! Where's all that going? Danielson!
There we go.